Anthony Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, Denver Boulder, and on AM760.net.
First, the Iraq report, now action.
It's not just a question of following the recommendation, it is effective implementation.
Poverty moves out of town.
The poor population has tipped from cities to suburbs.
A stunning find on Mars.
H2O is involved.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. What's next? The Iraq Study Group has delivered its bleak assessment of the war and has made dozens of recommendations. Group co-chair James Baker says the battlefield is not the road to victory for the Iraqi government.
This is primarily a political problem, not a military one. We're not going to win this militarily. It has to be won politically. We're going to let them know if they don't take those actions, we could bug out of there.
Live to CBS News correspondent Mark Noller at the White House, where President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair will meet this morning. And Mark, lots for the two men to talk about.
No question, Nick. The recommendations of the Iraq Study Group topped the agenda for the session between the two closest allies in Iraq. In fact, panel members interviewed the British leader as part of their assessment. Blair urged greater outreach to Iran and Syria to help stabilize Iraq, and that ended up as one of the group's recommendations. Like President Bush, Blair also faces tremendous political heat back home for standing by the U.S. in Iraq, though British losses are less than 1/20th of the American death toll, now at 2,920. Nick?
Lee Hamilton, a co-chair of the study group, tells CBS News the key element of the revamped U.S. military strategy is getting Iraqi troops up to the task of securing their country.
We recommend, for example, that you do a lot better training of Iraqi forces.
Well, CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts reports from this new front line.
And the quadrant one!
Fort Riley, Kansas. Ground zero for America's new approach in Iraq. Train American forces to train Iraqi soldiers to defend their own nation.
Go, moving!
These 11-man teams will embed with 500-man Iraqi units. That means eat, sleep, instruct, and when necessary, fight alongside Iraq's new army.
Those security forces truly are at today's tip of the spear.
General Carter Ham says, unlike those military advisors scattered across Iraq in years past, these troops received 60 days of specialized training in linguistics,
Sohadi Dictore,
culture, and counterinsurgency.
Can you get it all done in 60 days?
No, we can't get it all done. We couldn't get it all done if you gave me a year.
Nonetheless, the Army needs them ASAP, as sectarian violence rages in Iraq.
I get how you can train a man to fire a gun, watch a post, but how do you train a Sunni to work beside a Shia?
Part of the mission of the advisory teams is to be role models.
Role models in camaraderie and competence for a nation that's had a shortage of both. Byron Pitts, CBS News, Fort Riley, Kansas.
In the Senate,
on the confirmation of Robert M. Gates of Texas to be Secretary of Defense, the ayes are 95, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Gates earned easy confirmation a day after telling the Armed Services Committee the U.S. was not winning the Iraq War. A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in southern Afghanistan. Police say 15 civilians have been killed or wounded. Poverty, it is no longer concentrated in the inner cities. CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy has the story.
It's called suburban flight. Middle and upper class Americans moving out of the cities and into the suburbs to escape poverty. But a new report suggests the times they are a-changing.
In 2000, a majority of the poor lived in big cities. Today, a majority of the poor actually live in suburbs.
Report author Alan Berube of the Brookings Institution.
I think suburbs are going to face, you know, new challenges in assisting poor populations to access needed services.
Berube says recent immigrants are bypassing the cities and moving directly into the suburbs. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. Calling it quits, the executive director of the Denver Election Commission has resigned following the multitude of problems in the November election that left many voters standing in long lines. John Gadeski's resignation comes a month after clerk and recorder Wayne Baden resigned. A coalition of Colorado business leaders working to pay off campaign debts run up by Governor-elect Bill Ritter. Estimates show the campaign's about $250,000 short, despite raising more than $4 million. A Garfield County judge says pit bulls are just too dangerous to be loose in society, and if he could, he would kill every one of them. While sentencing the owner of a dog that mauled a 74-year-old woman this year, Judge Jason Jovanovich compared pit bulls to lions and sharks and says they should be outlawed. And those of you with lead foots better ease up on the gas pedal. The state is adopting a new type of radar gun that helps police nab tailgaters and provides hard courtroom evidence in prosecuting tailgating violations. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Brenda, and good morning. Well, we got a very nice ride as you make your way out. You're really not going to have anything to be concerned with. We're running collision-free around Denver, just starting to see a few more headlights now on the north side of town. Definitely if you're on the turnpike eastbound at Pecos, southbound 25 near 84th. Also, we'll have icy patches up in the mountains, possibly near the tunnel and through those summit passes. Security wait time at DIA 5 minutes. Weather today, a few clouds early.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Group co-chaired by James Baker and Lee Hamilton had no good news for President Bush. They gave him yesterday in their 142-page report their grim assessment. Lee Hamilton.
The situation in Iraq is grave and deteriorating. Violence is increasing in scope and lethality.
And they told him we cannot go on doing what we've been doing. James Baker.
We do not recommend a stay-the-course solution.
More after this.
The following is an announcement paid for by the American Jewish Committee.
There are two ugly myths circulating. The first is that Israel is an obstacle to peace. Nonsense. Three consecutive Israeli prime ministers have offered the Palestinians a state. In fact, the current Israeli leader gave a remarkable speech the other day. He spoke about a new start toward peace, a Palestinian state and economic aid. In return, he called for a Palestinian government committed to living alongside Israel rather than one seeking to destroy it. Will the Palestinians grab Israel's outstretched hand of peace or reject it yet again? The second myth is that pressuring Israel will solve all the Middle East problems. That's more nonsense. I pray for Arab-Israeli peace, but let's not kid ourselves. The danger posed by Iran's nuclear ambitions won't magically go away, nor will the Sunni-Shiite violence in Iraq, nor Syria's renewed effort to control Lebanon. These problems require their own solutions. Pressuring democratic Israel isn't one of them. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
President Bush does not have to do everything the Iraq Study Group proposes in its 79 recommendations. And he's not expected to. But he says,
I will take it very seriously, and we will act on it in a timely fashion.
When the report refers to an offensive, it does not mean a military offensive. James Baker.
The United States should promptly initiate a new diplomatic offensive, and working with the government of Iraq, should create an international Iraq support group to address comprehensively the political, economic, and military matters necessary to provide stability in Iraq.
As for the military, says co-chair Lee Hamilton,
the United States must not make an open-ended commitment to keep large numbers of troops deployed in Iraq.
Hamilton says that the task ahead is daunting, but it is not by any means lost. However, he does spell out a timetable for our combat troops.
By the first quarter of 2008, subject, of course, to unexpected developments on the ground, all U.S. combat brigades not necessary for force protection could be out of Iraq.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Today's guest stylist is Laura. She's showing us the latest ways to spruce up for the holidays at Kohl's incredible Christmas sale. Laura?
The season calls for touches of silver and gold, so anything that shines is catching my eye. Look at these silver plates. They really say holiday magic.
Wow.
Then it's straight over to metallic tops to dress up any outfit.
Incredible savings await you at Kohl's incredible Christmas sale this Friday and Saturday. Find lowest prices of the season on Friday Night Owl and Saturday Early Bird specials. Kohl's. Expect great things.
The Osgood File, December 7th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 45, becoming sunny, and then the low tonight of around 21, and it was supposed to have a few snow showers last night, but that didn't happen. So it's just cold out this morning, and the high today, though, should get up to around 45. Nice to have you along this morning. Any part of this program that you wish to hear again or keep, or you miss anything, is available on podcast at am760.net. You can also instant message me at am760.net. I do my best to try to answer all of the email and all of the IMs that I get. The number one big story this morning, which is basically the number one big story yesterday morning, too, although this morning we have more information than we had yesterday morning, and that is the bipartisan commission on Iraq. The five Republicans and five Democrats of the Iraqi study group issued 79 specific recommendations to the White House. They said yesterday that the situation in Iraq is grave and deteriorating. And they handed both President Bush both a rebuke for his current strategy and a detailed blueprint for a fundamentally different approach, including a pullback of all American combat brigades over the next 15 months, which sounds strangely like the Democratic cut-and-run idea. But I think as a country we should try to be as bipartisan as we possibly can, and we should all try to join together to solve this complex problem. Not that this hasn't happened before, but the war has hit home again here in the state of Colorado. A Colorado sailor was killed in Iraq on Monday. Christopher Anderson, listen to this, 24 years old of Longmont, died during a military action in Anbar Province. He was a Navy corpsman who was assigned to the 1st Battalion, 6th Marines, 2nd Marine Division, Fleet Marine Force, Atlantic Base at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and calls by the Rocky Mountain News to his family and to the Navy were not returned on Wednesday, and you can imagine why. I mean, the grief that his family must feel. However, Rick Anderson, Christopher's father and a career Navy SEAL, told CBS 4 News that his son was serving his community, serving his country, serving his family at the time of his death, and that his son had been approved to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery, 24 years old. Now, the two questions here, or actually the primary question, I think, that is out there floating around in regards to the Iraqi study group's idea about what to do, the 79 recommendations, including jumpstarting the Israeli-Palestinian peace effort, something we've talked about on this program for a long, long time, talking to Syria and also Iran, something that I've argued with some of our conservative listeners about. The question is, and there are no timetables set into this thing, except maybe looking at 08. The question for all of us, I think, is, and it will be the question off and on now for weeks to come, but the main question is, are you happy with this thing?
And are you happy with the idea of the 79 specific recommendations? Are there parts of it that you either don't know about or that you're not sure about? How many of you are upset at the fact that there's no direct timetable in here for withdrawal? Because I know the sentiment on a large part of this radio station and the people who listen to AM 760 Progressive Talk is that we need to get out, and we need to get out now. I feel that myself. However, I think we should get out in the proper way. I just don't think we can pick up and leave. And I think extremism always gets us into trouble. And this White House and this Republican Congress has been guilty of extremism. And extremism gets you into trouble every single time. The key to everything in life, I think, I'm learning this now at 54, is balance. That's the key to everything in life. And if that sounds kind of new age-ish, guru-ish, so be it. But to me, you just can't have excess, because excess gets you into trouble. So we got to get out, but we got to get out, and we got to do it in a way that's good not only for us, but also is good for the Iraqis. So do you endorse the idea, the 79 recommendations that the committee has put forward? Okay, question number one for you to consider. Now let me throw in another question. And this is one that in asking people around me and in asking my friends, some of them news junkies, some of them not news junkies, and Mary and I had a pointed conversation about this last night. And I didn't even ask, I didn't ask John Turk this question even, and I guess I should ask him too. Do you think, because Tony Snow says that what the White House is going to have to do is that the White House is going to have to synthesize all of this stuff together, even though the Iraqi study group says don't pull the 79 specific recommendations apart. Okay, here's question number two for you. Do you think the Bush administration will adopt these 79 recommendations, or do you think it will end up on the shelf and gather dust? Now, my stinking feeling here is that there is such arrogance at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that this thing gets ignored. Real quick, Turk. Ignored or followed?
I say he ignores it.
Yeah. So John has the same. John's on the same page I'm on. Yeah. It just gathers dust someplace, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Kind of like the 9/11 Commission report. I think it's a document like that that's just kind of out there and just has no effect. You know, like we've said, he has no intellectual curiosity, and, you know, what does he do with it? Or what do the people around him do with it? We'll see if Gates does something about it.
Yeah, he's just going to, in the end, do what he wants to do. All right, 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. Weigh in on this. We got Congressman Mark Udall coming up at 6:30, and I'm interested in your input about this. Now you got the information in front of you. Now you know what it's about, or at least you've heard about it on the news. What do you think's going to happen here? Are you happy with it? And do you think Bush will follow it? 303-71.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.com.
Ever wonder what your dog and cat are up to while you're out holiday shopping?
What makes you think they hid our gifts in the attic?
Would you crawl up here if you didn't have to?
For the gifts your pet really wants, come to Petco for the big holiday savings event. Right now, Pals members save 10% on holiday dog toys and rawhide and $20 on the 5-gallon Eclipse Hexagon Aquarium Kit.
Where's the flashlight?
Here. Oh, look! A big stuffed dog!
That's your shadow, Biscuit Brain.
Petco, where the pets go.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go.
Prompt and professional.
Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's completely confidential, and you always get the professional service you deserve. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, and other fine retailers. TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We have made a terrible commitment in Iraq in terms of our blood and our treasure. And I think we owe it to them to try to take one last chance at making Iraq work. And more importantly, to take one last chance at unifying this country on this war.
Leon Panetta from yesterday's press conference after the unveiling of the Iraqi study group plan. 622, 22 minutes after 6. Good morning. High today, 45, becoming sunny. 303-713-7600. Questions out on the table. One, are you happy with the plan? And then the other is, do you think that the Bush administration will adopt it, or will it end up with dust on a shelf somewhere? And I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Here's Paul in Johnstown. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going this morning?
Good, man. How's it going with you?
It's good. Hey, you know, I'm surprised at how much the conservative talking heads are angry about what Gates had to say during his confirmation hearings about how we're not winning the war and how the Iraq Study Group came out with these findings when, you know, it's their guy that hired them. You know, I don't understand. They act like these people were put in place by Hillary and John Kerry, or, you know, they act like it. Well, who are these people? Who is this heretic before me saying these ridiculous things? And I mean, last I heard, Bush is the one who put Gates up for the job, right?
Yeah, and they were making these charges yesterday morning. I heard things about how, well, there must be something suspect about Mr. Gates. And then I also heard them saying about how the people who were involved in the study group were not qualified and that they didn't know what they were talking about. And I think that's a little hard to make that work when you're talking about people like James Baker and you're talking about people like Hamilton and Leon Panetta.
O'Connor.
O'Connor and Edwin Meese and all of these people who have, you know, Alan Simpson, who have been around Washington and have been involved in this stuff for years. I find it really, really, really hard to make that stuff stick. But I think the reason that they're upset, well, look, there's an obvious reason they're upset. They're upset because they have gone around for months and months and months and months and months, years literally, telling you and me, and anybody else who would listen, that we're making progress, that we're winning, using all of these little slogans like, well, the media, you know, they blame it on the media. The media never prints the good things that are happening. And you've heard all of it.
Sure.
And now it turns out that the emperor has no clothes. I mean, now it turns out that it isn't true, and they're stuck. What are they going to say?
Right. It's the same thing that happened when the elections went down where they said, you know, if you vote the Democrats in, then it's a vote for the terrorists. Well, then it turns out the country really wanted to vote the Democrats in. So are they saying at that point, hey, guess what? You guys are with the terrorists. Like, you know, the majority of the people in the country are on the side of the terrorists. It's like you can't say these things and then, because then you look really stupid after you say it.
Well, I think they have egg on their face for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is what I gave you about going around screaming we're winning. The other one is suddenly now, and I'm all for it, don't get me wrong, but suddenly now there's this call for bipartisanship when we have an administration and a political party that has been as partisan can be, has called us un-American, has questioned our patriotism, has attacked us on all kinds of levels, and now all of a sudden it's like, okay, and I intend to ask Congressman Udall this question. Now all of a sudden it's like, okay, you and I should drop all the bitter feelings about that, and then what we should do is we should just move on. I mean, I'm willing to try it, but I think in some degrees those people have to own up to what they've done.
Sure. I still say better late than never. I mean, if they're looking for a bipartisan thing now, better late than never. Let's take them up on it. Let's do our thing. And, you know, I got to say that Bush is looking a little bit better to me at this point just by saying, hey, let's take another look at this. I mean, he really couldn't have gotten any lower, in my opinion, than he did right before the elections. But post the elections, I got to say, even though he looks like it's killing him. I mean, have you seen him on TV?
Oh,
he looks
like this
is just killing him.
Oh, yeah, it is killing him.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, at least it's sort of a better late than never thing in my mind. So.
Well, all right, let me ask you a final parting question here. You think he's going to take these 79 recommendations to heart, or you think he's going to ignore them?
Well, you know what? I think if he takes them to heart, he's going to be in big trouble in his legacy with his party because his party is definitely at this point. I mean, if you hear Rush Limbaugh saying, you know, these people are they might as well be high on crack. And if you hear his party saying like that, if he takes these recommendations, he's in.
Yeah, the one thing Rush Limbaugh doesn't have to do, though, you know, there's one thing he doesn't have to do. There's one thing that all of those right-wing talking heads don't have to do. You want to know what that is? They don't have to get out in 08 and run on this war.
Well, that's true. I mean, You'll never see it. You'll never see it.
Yeah. All right, Paul. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good.
Got a couple of thoughts. First of all, George looks like the lame duck that he is. I disagree with the prior caller completely. He doesn't look any better. He's boxed in, and he still really, really can't face it. The man's a nincompoop. So I can't accept that he looks better. He looks stupid. Actually, to be honest with you, I told John, I kind of hope he does ignore this for a bit. The secret, in my opinion, is we have to be very vigilant. We have to keep our eyes open. We have to keep our finger on the pulse and watch and see what he does do. Because a few months of him going down his little arrogant path, in my opinion, gives us so much ammunition to come in big boots on and say, listen, you were given these recommendations. You're not following them. We are going to make you follow them. And that, to me, that translates one step further into 08 and goodbye, conservatives.
Well, I'll say to you the same thing I said to the last caller. If he doesn't clean this mess up, and if we don't get it cleaned up, and if it doesn't get cleaned up, what's going to end up happening is that all of those candidates are out
mm-hmm.
there running in 08
right.
are going to get stuck with this on the part of the GOP.
Well, he can't do it. You and I both know that. I mean,
no, it's not going to get cleaned up by 08, but he's got to make significant progress
but
or they're going to end up eating it.
But he can't do that. He, George, the person, it isn't there because the hubris has completely enveloped him. He can't get out of his idea, his mindset, that he can't make a mistake. I think he is incapable of that. And Cheney's got money to make. Cheney doesn't care. He's got money to make. Halliburton needs to be making more money for Dick. So, no, I think they are going to continue marching down the path they're on, and it's up to the American people, again, to hold their feet to the fire in one form or another.
Well, then that's what we'll do. We'll rise to the occasion, and we'll take care of it.
Well, we did it, didn't we, in 2006.
And we'll do it again.
Yes,
I got to run. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Bye.
All right. We'll talk to Congressman Mark Udall and get his feelings about this coming up. 6:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina. No traffic with Gina? Jay Marvin does the traffic? Oh, okay, Jay Marvin's not going to be allowed to do it.
Hey.
Are you doing the traffic, or aren't you?
I am.
Okay, do the traffic.
We're doing very well, Jay. Just a typical drive around the metro for this time in the morning. We do have the usual buildup now through Thornton North Glen, southbound I-25, 270, starting to get heavy across Commerce City. But thankfully, we have no collisions to report anywhere. Still have very excellent speeds along C-470 out of Littleton and across Highlands Ranch, and along both 225 and I-25 through the tech center.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
And find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV. Take the Sony HD test drive this weekend at Ultimate Electronics, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Come on in for a test drive at select locations or take a virtual spin online at Sony.com/HDTV. That's Sony.com/HDTV. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I am convinced that if we don't have additional troops
in order to bring the situation under control, we will delay the inevitable by a year or 18 months.
And what's the inevitable?
That we will lose.
Good morning, 6:34. It's 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 45, becoming sunny. There's St. McCain, John McCain, talking about more troops. On the line with us now is Congressman Mark Udall from Colorado's 2nd District. Go to markudall.org. Next senator from the state of Colorado. Congressman, St. McCain keeps talking about more troops, but where are we going to get those troops? He never seems to tell us where they're going to come from.
Jay, good morning to you. I agree with John McCain on a lot of policy prescriptions, but on this one, I don't see how we find those troops, number one. And number two, I think we've got to pursue a less is more strategy here, Jay, which is to, in effect, say to the Iraqi government, Iraqi leadership, that our presence there is not infinite, and we're going to begin the process of a phased withdrawal. The Iraq Study Group made that point yesterday, that the situation's grave and deteriorating, and that's at the center of a number of their proposals. So again, with all due respect, I think Senator McCain is prescribing something that's not available to us. We don't have those troops in any significant numbers, frankly.
All right. You're relatively happy with the 79 specific recommendations, aren't you?
I am. I do think, though, that this is... probably use a football metaphor. It still has the elements of a Hail Mary or threading the needle, or we could throw out a lot of other terms. But I think it's probably the one path that leads to at least an opportunity for success. You know, Jay, when you listen to Senator McCain, he's talking about winning or losing. I think we ought to change those terms. We ought to be talking about some form of success and some form of stabilization and setting the theme for how we want the world to see this and how the American people should see it.
Yeah. You know what? I totally agree. Senator Wayne Allard, who may be your opponent coming up in 08, is quoted this morning in the Denver Post as saying, while he praised the report's recommendation that the Iraqi government take over more responsibility for security, he said he disagrees with a call to negotiate with Iran and Syria. It's pretty hard to negotiate with someone who says, we want to wipe America off the face of the earth and replace it with Islam, Allard said after the release of the group's report. Allard also disagreed with incoming Defense Secretary Robert Gates' characterization. The United States is not winning the war, and he's wary of the report's assessment that the U.S. policy in Iraq is not working. He says, I think we need to change our goals, not our policy. Maybe not flourishing democracy, but self-governance. I wouldn't say we're not winning. We're having some struggles with getting the Iraqis to take over their fair share. Allard added, I think the president is doing the best job he can. How can Senator Wayne Allard say that he thinks that they're wrong when they say we're not winning? What does he point to there?
Yeah, the Senator and I, of course, Jay, like I have with Senator McCain, worked on a number of initiatives, and I respect his service. But I think you have to acknowledge the reality on the ground. You have to acknowledge what this group of very esteemed and respected Americans had to say in the Iraq Study Group. And starting with this unwillingness to discuss the situation that's in that region with Syria and Iran, James Baker yesterday... of course, a Republican all of his life, a close friend of the Bush family, served as Secretary of State, said, we talked to the Russians, I should be more accurate, say we talked to the Soviets when they were when their goal was to wipe us off the face of the earth. We ought to talk to our enemies. And this idea in this administration that somehow you punish your enemies by not talking to them hasn't borne any fruit. And Syria is a mixed bag. They have worked with us, as have the Iranians, in places like Afghanistan. The other part of this, too, is that we, as the group recommended yesterday, Jay, let's re-engage in the situation in Israel. A lot of the tension in that region leads right back to Israel. Whether it's legitimate or not, in that part of the world, perception is reality. And the fact that there has not been a sustained peace-making effort there gives a lot of energy and creates momentum for those Islamic jihadists and extremists in that part of the world to recruit the suicide bombers and others.
6:39, 39 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Congressman Mark Udall on the line with us from the 2nd Congressional District, our state's next U.S. Senator. Here's something else about it. Yesterday they were talking about doing this in a bipartisan manner and about getting together in a bipartisan manner. But, you know, this administration and the Republican Party, basically, if I can be partisan for a second,
right.
They've beat us up for an awful long, long time. Have inferred everything from the fact that we're not patriotic to we're on the side of the enemy to we're, you know, hoping that things go bad, and you know the whole laundry list of stuff. Now all of a sudden we're going to turn around, and all of a sudden now we're going to act in a bipartisan manner. Now I think for the health of the country, I think people are sick of us fighting. I think we need to act in a bipartisan manner. But how do you let all of that just go away?
Yeah, Jay, you're right. A lot of what was proposed yesterday and a lot of the analysis yesterday fits exactly what a number of Democrats have been saying over the last couple of years. There's some Republicans as well. Chuck Hagel, for example, has been very forthright, I think very honest about what's been happening. Of course, when Democrats were attacked as being unpatriotic and weak and all the rest, the list is long, as you point out. Nobody ever mentioned that Chuck Hagel was on that list of people who were calling for a different course of action. It galls me, frankly. To be straight with you, but my attitude is as always is let's look forward. We now have an opportunity to set some of the tone here, serving in the majority starting in January. But I would add this final comment: this still sits on the shoulders of the president. He's the commander in chief. He sets a lot of the tone in this town. And if he wants to chart a new direction and really create a bipartisan atmosphere, a true bipartisan atmosphere, he has the power to do so. If he doesn't, or if he wants to play games with this report or continue to act like his administration has acted, then bipartisanship is going to be very difficult to find.
Okay, last question here for you.
Yes, sir.
One I've asked the audience to speculate on, too. Do you think that he acts on these 79 recommendations and they have warned him not to cherry-pick or pull them apart?
Right.
Or do you think that this ends up gathering dust on a shelf somewhere in his office?
I think it's a 50-50 proposition, Jay. That's my best take today. But this is a very serious crossroads we've now reached. We're having the right kind of conversation about what's actually occurring in Iraq. And I believe if we don't pursue the recommendations, as you point out, in an integrated fashion, that it not only puts the Republican Party, frankly, at peril and Bush's legacy at peril, but it puts the country at increased peril. And that's the real decision that the president has to make here. And I hope he makes the right decision as an American. And I'm going to root for him to make the right decision. I'm going to do everything I can to encourage him to make the right decision. If we're in this position a year from now that we're in today or 2 years from now, we're weakened, our reputation on the world stage has been lessened, and we're no closer to resolving the situation in Iraq and turning our attention back to many of the other threats. But I, as you know, look at them as opportunities that face us. And particularly, you and I know, we've got to pursue energy independence, or maybe better put, energy self-reliance.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And that's a key to helping stabilize the situation in the Middle East and creating a better future for our kids. But you put your finger on it. The president is still the president. Is he going to provide the leadership that's based on reality, not what he wishes the reality was?
All right, let me sneak just one more. Just one more on this,
sure.
Which is a follow-up. If he decides to ignore it, then what do we do?
What we do at this point is we have to bring pressure to bear on the White House from every direction. And I believe that the study group will do so. They've made it clear they're going to tour the country. They're going to work in pairs, bipartisan pairs, as Lee Hamilton and James Baker are doing this very morning, and they did last night. The Congress will find ways, I think, to draw attention to the opportunity here, and that's how the democratic system should work. I think the American public is going to increasingly make their interests known and what they would like to see happen through public opinion polls, and frankly, the upcoming election, which is, I hate to even say it, we're only 23 months away from another election.
Yeah, but it's a segue into what I always ask you at the end, which is, when are you getting your senatorial campaign up and running?
Well, we're giving people a little bit of a break here, but as you know, I've been traveling the state, and we're putting together the team and putting together the plan, And I'll have an announcement at the appropriate time, and hope to have you in on the ground floor, as you've been such a great supporter. And appreciate all the opportunities you give me to come on and have people hear what we have to say.
Well, I want to be in on that ground floor because I think you'd make a marvelous, marvelous senator.
Well, we'll have, Jay, you know, we'll have a lot of fun, too. What a great state Colorado is, and the travel around the state I did this fall further cemented my understanding of just how many productive and interested and committed people there are all over the state.
I'll drive you any place you want to go.
Oh, that's a labor of love, isn't it?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. All right, Congressman Mark Udall from the 2nd Congressional District. Check him out at markudall.org. And, Congressman, thanks for getting up so early this morning and being on the program.
Oh, hey, no, it's not that early here. So great to hear your voice, Jay.
Good to hear yours, too. Stay safe.
See you later.
All right, there's Congressman Mark Udall. And you heard what he had to say. Now, back to what you have to say about this at 303-713-7600. Do you like the report? And do you think that George W. Bush and that this administration will follow the recommendations, or do you think that it will gather dust? And I got four lines open. So it's your chance to speculate on the 79 specific recommendations. Are you upset that there's no specific timetable? Do you like the idea of what they're putting forward here? Do you think that George W. Bush will do the right thing and follow it? And, you know, maybe I should throw in a third one, too. And they always, in talk show school, they always tell you, don't ask more than two or three questions at one time. But here's another one I'm kind of wondering about. Do you really think, after everything that's gone down now, after all these years, do you think that we can do this in a bipartisan manner? 303-713-7600, four open lines, 646, 14 away from 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Progressive traffic now with Gina.
We'll have a beautiful ride right now around the metro area. Not a lot going on in terms of significant delays. In fact, we are collision-free at this hour. Definitely have all of the heavy buildup on that north side of town, Thornton, North Glen, getting very busy now from 104th to 84th, as is eastbound 270. That is jam-packed across Commerce City. You'll probably find that in both directions. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike starting to line up at that usual stretch, Federal to Pecos, and even I-76 westbound is going to be tough between 88th and 74th. Weather today, a few clouds early, possibly some patchy fog. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high of 46. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, 21. Currently, partly cloudy and 22 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Dodge premier event. You can see the debut of their new lineup of 2007 Dodge vehicles.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call DebtSet now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 45. Under sunny skies. Did I already say it was going to be sunny? I think I did. If you missed the interview with Congressman Mark Udall, you're just getting up this morning. You can get it on podcast at am760.net. You can also IM me there. Should I say what you and I were talking about off the air, John? Should I say that off the air? Yeah, we're really shocked that the biggest issue facing this country, without a doubt, is Iraq. And the most calls we can elicit this morning from you is two. So that either means two things. One, you're burned out on the topic, or we just don't have any listeners to begin with. I mean, yeah, I guess we'll do Justin Timberlake at 7, or we'll do Britney Spears. Or what's some of the other big gossip news that's out there? Oh, Vince Vaughn and what's her name? Jennifer Aniston have called it quits. Maybe we should do that. Which, by the way, is another signal to James Dobson and the gang down south there. Even though they weren't married, it's another threat to commitment that they ought to be right on, and they ought to be scolding Vaughn and Aniston over this. But I mean, really, if I have to go, and I'll tell you what I want to do. I'm so glued in on this, and maybe I'm the only one that's glued in on it. And I don't care if you send me critical emails or not. About it or about the topic selection or whatever you want to send critical emails about. I'm like tempted to do this all the way until 10 o'clock to talk about this for the next 4 hours, because to me this is really important. And yesterday we had 11 U.S. troops killed alone in Iraq, and we've got a corpsman dead killed in action from here in this state. The kid was 24 years old from Longmont. I mean, I can't think of anything that touches any of us more than this thing that's going on. And the fact that we got to solve this, and it's going to be up to you, because it's going to be your reaction to this report. And then to dovetail around, and you're going to have to let your congressperson and your senators know exactly how you feel about this. And also the White House. Let's go to Gary in the Monument. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm out here enjoying the nice crisp air.
It's crisp out there, all right.
Yeah. I did want to make one comment. I agree with you that Iraq's the big deal right now, and we really need to focus on it. But, you know, I get you kind of staticky in the morning when I'm out in Monument. And I do like when you hit some of the other topics that sometimes you don't get callers on, which are the more social issue type things. And I do enjoy that, and I just wanted you to know that I enjoy that part when you do it too, not just all the heavy political things.
Yeah, and I'll do more of those. It seems like to me, like today, this is just like the number one thing we ought to be discussing.
Oh, absolutely, and I agree. And I wanted to comment on your question number two there. One of the things that bothered me when President Bush ran for office the first time was that 27 companies under his leadership didn't make it, you know?
Right.
Kind of went under.
Yeah.
And it kind of seems that a man who can't run 27 countries is going to probably do the same thing to the United States, which I think he's spent 6 years proving to us. So if I had to guess based on past history of his willingness to destroy companies to be, I guess, right or have his way, I think he's not going to accept what he's been given. He might pick it apart to make it look like he's trying to do something. But I really guess that the worst-case scenario is the man's not going to like that somebody's telling him what to do, and he's going to ignore the thing. It's going to sit on a shelf and get dust. And unless Congress can find ways to bring pressure through things like budgeting issues and other ways, I think it will. It'll just sit there and gather dust, and if he does take action, it will be by picking it apart. That's his history.
But enforcing his hand, I don't think any of us would be for cutting off funding. Do you?
No, not to Iraq, but, you know, I hate to say this. It's part of the political game. There's always issues that are important to people, and the president has his own. And you can restrict or control or delay fundings to some of those. And I think we've seen that most of the things he's for are not the social good of this country as those on the, you know, moderate, liberal, and progressive side like, but it's more like how can we feed big business, how can we drill in national parks, and, you know, a lot of those kinds of things that you can just put the total squash on and, you know, not allow any of his agenda to go through. That's because I haven't seen his agenda being very progressive anyway. So,
all right, so a good example would be we say to him, all right, you don't want to go along with these 79 recommendations. You don't even want to consider them. Then here's the thing. We put pressure on our elected officials not to consider your judicial nominations, no matter who they are.
Absolutely. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? That might work.
You know, well, and I think we've done that before, and I think the Republicans have definitely played games with that. So, I mean, I think there's areas, and of course, you know, the politicians probably know way better than we do because they're sitting there every day nitpicking at each other. So, but I think there are ways that it can be done in Washington politics. And I think Congress maybe needs to do a little of that when the time rolls around in January to take charge.
I agree. The rubber stamp days are over with. Gary, thanks, man. Enjoy the crisp air out there.
Oh, I will, and you have a wonderful holiday. I love you even when it's staticky and Monument, so keep up the good work.
You got it, brother. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye,
right.
Friend.
I'm going to spend my holiday at home recuperating from gastric bypass surgery. Do I have time to get one more in? I don't think I have time to get one more in, do I? Well, I'll start with Dave and Denver. Dave, we'll start with you, and if I run out of time, I'll put you on hold. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, well, I think that with the change in power, I think the Democrats should just leave the rules that were set by all those rules that were changed in the Senate for the number of votes required for a majority and a number of other things that cemented their power. I think those should just kind of be left in place. You talk about bipartisan, working together in a bipartisan manner. They basically set the stage for their own demise. Now that the power is switched, let them live under their own rules and kind of stew in their own juices, so to speak, for a while. And then, you know, with regard to whether Bush is going to turn the corner on this, you know, he ignored the Iraq, what was it, the study for a new Iraq?
Right.
For the Clinton administration. He pretty much ignored that. And as a previous caller said, you know, based on track record, I don't think he's going to be able to turn the corner. And emotionally, I don't think the guy can turn the corner. I think it's probably going to sit there and gather dust, and I think it's people like you that need to keep it on the front burner. And but I got to admit that I did take a little break from politics here. You know, the election, good results in the election and the holidays. I just took a break, and I think that may be why your listeners are a little bit slow to respond.
Yeah, you know,
I think I'll get back on track.
Yeah, it could be true, but you know what? Now's the time we got to turn the heat up on this guy. Dave, thank you, man.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. All right, we'll continue this on the other side here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, because I'm determined to talk about this Iraq study group thing today, and I'm determined to get your reaction, so don't go away.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures. pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedetani.
The pressure is building on these politicians to find an answer.
Lee Hamilton and the rest of the Iraq Study Group have given President Bush what they see as the answer, a list of 79 proposals that would lead to a pullback of American combat troops within 15 months. Within the hour, the president will sit down to compare notes with his chief wartime ally. Live to CBS's Mark Noller at the White House.
Because they're the closest of allies in Iraq, there's no foreign leader with whom Mr. Bush has had more meetings than Prime Minister Tony Blair. Both leaders are under political heat at home for their Iraq policies. The recommendations of the Iraq Study Group top today's agenda. Blair was interviewed by the panel last month and called for outreach to Iran and Syria in the hope they could help stabilize Iraq. Mr. Bush won't engage in direct talks with Iran, but the White House yesterday left open the door to dealing with Iran in other ways. Frank?
Affluent suburbs? Not necessarily. A report by the Brookings Institution think tank says more poor people are living in suburbia for the first time.
Today, a majority of the poor actually live in suburbs. So in a sense, the poor population has tipped from cities to suburbs in the last 5 years.
Brookings scholar Alan Berube says more than 12 million suburbanites are poor. Was it the green onions or something else? Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, the East Coast E. coli outbreak has sickened close to 100 people now. Are investigators any closer to solving it?
Well, not really. Taco Bell has pulled green onions as a precaution and has closed some restaurants, while the FDA is now testing samples of all non-meat items served in the dozens of menu items, things like cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, and cilantro. Green onions are a concern because 3 years ago, tainted onions were blamed for 4 deaths and hundreds of illnesses at Chi-Chi's restaurants. Taco Bell wants answers soon to renew customer confidence. Frank?
Now it's Cleveland's turn to take a winter weather wallop. The snow that's falling now may not stop until it's more than a foot deep. It's been 6 days since ice and snow punished Missouri and Illinois, but tens of thousands of homes still don't have lights and heat. In Collinsville, Illinois, Ruth Gertz is doing what she can to keep her little girl warm.
I cover her up with an extra down blanket and kind of keep it puffed up around her so she gets her own body heat.
A woman who spent $300 on hotels and restaurants since the power went out says she's broke and fed up. Well, an Indian tribe is ready to rock. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
Eric Clapton's guitar, Elton John's high-heeled shoes, one of Madonna's bustiers. If the nearly $1 billion sale goes through, Florida's Seminole Indians will also acquire 124 Hard Rock cafes, plus hotels, casinos, and concert venues. And the tribe will diversify an already rich portfolio of casinos and other businesses.
Rank Group PLC, a British casino and hotel company, owns Hard Rock. Head of the Bell, S&P Futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries. Because one market affects another market. UBS operates in only two locations. Everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours. UBS. Leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking. And committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
Meg, when I was a kid, we were always moving.
Oh, was your dad in the Army?
No, he had a moving company.
This holiday, you know what to get someone on the go?
Corrugated boxes?
A 17-inch dual-core notebook with a gig of memory and a 120-gig hard drive.
Ah.
Just $699.99 after savings and rebate.
Wow.
Plus, CompUSA has complete gift packs.
Really?
Buy a main item like a notebook or a TV and then save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more. There are 8 different complete gift pack categories. See CompUSA for details.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. More fallout in the wake of Denver's Election Day fiasco. The executive director of the Denver Election Commission has resigned. John Gadeski says he takes the blame for the problems on November 7th. Denver clerk and recorder Wayne Vaden announced his resignation last month. Last week's blast of winter weather might just be the last snowfall to hit the Front Range for months. A University of Colorado scientist says the El Nino weather pattern is setting up and could steer warm, dry weather across much of Colorado until at least the end of February. A day of fun on Boulder's Pearl Street Mall will end up costing a teenager one way or the other. A judge upholding the citation given to 17-year-old Callan Ford for playing hacky sack on the mall in October. Ford hasn't decided whether to pay the $40 ticket or perform 7 days of community service. And Aspen has gone to the dogs, and that's a good thing. Aspen recently named number 2 on Dog Fancy Magazine's top 10 list of dog-friendly ski towns, thanks to restaurants, hotels, and even shops that welcome pets. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Brenda. Well, if you are either side of the metro area on I-25, you're enjoying the ride. No highway problems or delays up from the Springs or out of Fort Collins. Traffic still booking along on I-70 out at DIA and not too bad out of Wheat Ridge, although we do have some debris along the highway. Apparently some roofing materials dropped right near eastbound I-70 near Pecos. It's causing some flats there, so be very careful. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, a few clouds early, patchy fog, otherwise mostly sunny, high of 46. Currently partly cloudy, 23 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Need a gift idea on the go? Your neighborhood King Soopers has over 30 gift cards from the most popular restaurants and retailers around, like Circuit City, JCPenney, and more. You can even get them a debit card by American Express or MasterCard. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Top three reasons I'm buying gifts at the Home Depot. Number 3, the tools my husband wants. Number 2, a flashlight my son needs. And number 1, finding something for everyone on my list at prices I want.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi 9.6-volt drill kit with battery, bit set, and case for only $24. And all in-stock Maglite flashlights are 20% off. Who couldn't use one of those? The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only through December 13th. See store for details.
We do not recommend a stay-the-course solution. In our opinion, that approach is no longer viable.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be bad.
Morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 45 under sunny skies. Jay Marvin getting out the whips, getting out the chains, getting out the prods to try to get you to sit here and talk about the Iraqi study group's conclusions, 79 specific recommendations, and the questions are these. Will George W. Bush take these to heart and follow them? That's number one. Number two, are you happy with it? Because for many of you, for a better part of a year now, you've told me you wanted timetables. There are no timetables for withdrawal in here, although they say we should be out, or at least we should be engaging in significant withdrawal by 08. And so I wonder if you're happy with this. And I realize that talking about Iraq every single day is hard, and I realize that getting into it is hard, and I realize that after the election, a lot of us just kind of put our brains on hold politics-wise. But this is the single most important thing that faces us. And there are a lot of questions out there about this, whether we can do this bipartisan-wise, after those of us who have opposed this war being beat up unmercifully by the right wing. We lost 11 soldiers yesterday. We lost a soldier from Colorado, from Longmont, 24 years old, this kid, in Iraq. And I almost feel guilty about talking about anything else this morning. And one of the recommendations in this report is to talk to Syria and Iran. I've been advocating this for a long, long time. A lot of conservative callers and a lot of conservative emailers have said that I'm nuts or that I'm wrong. And I wonder how you feel about that idea, too, about talking to the Syrians and talking about the Iranians, talking to the Iranians. I thought George Baker's point yesterday about how we talk to the Soviets, and those of us that are baby boomers and were alive during those years, you remember how tense those things, how tense those times were. And the Soviet Union made no bones about their position. I mean, you remember Nikita Khrushchev saying, "We will bury you." And, of course, it didn't happen. But we talked to them on and off, and we worked hard to make sure that nobody launched any nuclear strikes, and we worked very, very hard to dispel tensions that were going on all over the globe and the proxy wars that we were involved in over our disputes with the Soviet Union. So is talking to Iran or talking to Syria, is that the worst thing we can do? Because this administration has it in its head, and a lot of conservatives feel this way, that's a bad move and you can't trust them. When Baker has said, and a lot of us have said numerous times, we're not talking about going to the table and giving them anything. We're talking about sitting down and talking to them about the region and about Iraq. Now, look, why would they do us any favors if we're inclined not to do them any, and on top of that, we're inclined to treat them in an alienated manner? I don't like Ahmadinejad. I don't like the Iranian government. I don't think you do either. Matter of fact, I was looking at an article yesterday in the New York Times about how they're holding a conference there, and they've invited scholars to come to examine whether the Holocaust was a hoax or not. And I don't care for that government. But not talking to them, to me, gets us nowhere and only empowers the Iranian government. Only gives them more power. Because they can do what the Cubans do, which is to turn to their people and say, "See, the big bad United States. They won't deal with us. They won't talk to us. They want things their way. They want to work thing. They only want to work things their way. They don't want to treat us as equals. They don't want to have a discussion with us." I have no love lost for the Syrians either. However, same thing. I think we should engage them. A lot of conservatives do not agree with that. Senator Wayne Allard does not agree with that idea. He doesn't like that recommendation of the 79 specific recommendations. And the other thing is, getting back to working on a two-state solution in the Middle East for the Palestinians and the Israelis. I am all for that. And I don't understand over the last 6 years why we haven't done anything about this. And to me, I think that a lot of this goes through Jerusalem and that we have to do something about it. Jimmy Carter's got a brand new book out on this topic, in which one supposed liberal talk show host was saying that he was acting like a Nazi. And I don't think that that's the case either. But these are all things that we've got to solve so we have a better world. These are all things that we have to solve so that our kids have a better world. These are all things that we have to do as a nation to make this a better place and a greater place and to work this thing out. We are in a very, very tough situation in which there are no real good options. And I know that there are a lot of you that want to withdraw now. I know there's a lot of you that want to get out right now. And you know what? I want to get out right now. But I'm not sure getting out right now is the right thing to do. I think we have to put some things into motion to get out. And these 79 recommendations, which are bipartisan, talk about doing some of these things. such as talking to Syria, talking to Iran, jump-starting the Israeli-Palestinian peace effort, trying to get the Iraqi government to stand up on their own. Somebody sent me an email at am760.net while the news was going on, and they were bringing up an important point. How about this? Maybe the Iraqis don't want for themselves what we want for them. Maybe they don't have the heart and the will and the guts and the desire to come together and to work this thing out. Maybe what they really want to do is they want to kill each other. Maybe what the Shia and the Sunni want to do is they want to kill each other. And we're in the way, and they just want us out of the way so they can finish business. What would be your reaction to that? What would be your reaction to that idea, that they just want to kill each other? How about that? And I don't want to be negative at 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 in the morning. Good Lord knows who wants a negative morning show. You can turn it over to one of those happy FM music programs. But seriously, what would you say if you sat a Sunni and a Shia down and they turned to you and they said, look, we don't want what you want. We don't want what you want. We want a theocracy. And you know something? See this guy sitting across the table from me? I want to kill him. And I not only want to kill him, but I want to kill his brother. And I not only want to kill his brother, but I want to kill his family. And I not only want to kill his brother and his family, but I want to wipe out his entire community because I don't like him. And because he's inflicted significant damage against my family and my community. And that when we were getting the crap beat out of us and getting shot when Saddam Hussein was in power, these Sunnis did nothing about it. He did nothing about it. He sat there and he profited from the position. And the Sunni turns to the Shia and he says, look what you're doing now. The morgues in Baghdad and in other cities are filled with our neighbors. They're filled with our kids. They're filled with our families. I have to stop you in some way or another. I'm going to kill you to stop it if I have to do it. What if that's the case and they don't want what we want? The question is, we have to do something about this. The question is, will George W. Bush follow these 79 specific recommendations? The question is, are you happy with these 79 specific recommendations? The question is, do you agree with talking to Syria and Iran? Those are the questions that are at hand. And I'm just looking for your call at 303-713-7600. And yep, we could do celebrity news. There's no question about it. There's plenty of it out there. We could do a couple hours on Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn, if that's really what you want to do. Or maybe we could talk about Paris Hilton. But I think with 11 soldiers killed yesterday, with the death rate mounting, and with us losing a 24-year-old from Longmont, to me, you and I, we got to get together, and we got to discuss this. So you want in? You got it. You want to tell me your feelings?
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Truck dropped some roofing materials, and it's actually causing flat tires through that area. So be very, very cautious as you head through there. Otherwise, not a bad ride along I-70 cutting across town. Still looking good on I-25 from the Tech Center toward downtown, although we're much busier near Alameda, and of course into the downtown area of 38 to Spear. Aurora traffic heating up now along 225, northbound at Parker, southbound at Colfax. Weather today, a few clouds early, patchy fog, otherwise mostly sunny, high of 46. Right now, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
PostNet takes the hassle out of holiday packing and shipping. PostNet offers FedEx, UPS, DHL, and postal services, professional packaging, and shipping supplies. PostNet makes the holidays easy. For metro locations, visit postnet.com. Create, duplicate, deliver. That's PostNet.
Lane's Auto Parts and Service reminds everyone that when you take to the road this holiday, remember to take along those three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This important message courtesy of Teresa and the staff at Plains Auto Parts and Service at 1452 Monroe Street in Strasburg. Call Plains Auto Parts and Service at 303-622-9292. That's Plains Auto Parts and Service, serving the Strasburg community with pride.
Do you know the secret to unleashing your brain power, allowing you to use more of your brain so you can read up to 1,000% faster? Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. Let me send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience the secret that unlocks the real power of your brain, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. Imagine how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more, I'm flying through emails, I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever, and my grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791. 2791.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
See you Hoops on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mark Johnson. Saturday night, the basketball version of the Rocky Mountain Showdown comes to the Coors Event Center as the Buffaloes host Colorado State here in Boulder. Charles Johnson and I hit the air at 6:30 with Buffalo Stampede, followed by the tip-off at 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The proud home of University of Colorado Basketball, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The notion that we are going to have a time when we can train up an Iraqi National Police Force or Army that is going to provide security and safety in Anbar province and in the Sunni regions simultaneously is not going to happen.
All right, there's Joseph Biden of Delaware, who would like to run for the presidency of the United States, weighing in on the Iraqi study group report. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7, high today, 45 under sunshine. 303-713-7600 or IM me at am760.net. Let's go to the phones, and we'll go to Joe in Golden, who says he's not a fan of the report. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Well, I'll tell you why I'm not a fan of the Iraq Study Group report, and that is that just intuitively, it doesn't have the ring of truth about it to me. Here's why. You know, here we have a group of mainly elderly Washington insiders, and what they appear to be doing is crafting a face-saving strategy to get out. And the discussion is, well, you know, will George Bush listen to the wise people? And I think that's a phony discussion. I think what's really missing is the whole justice component of the discussion. What I mean by that is, look, at the time when we're having the run-up to the war, a lot of us knew that the information about the war was false. It was being fixed at the time. There were Washington Post, New York Times articles stating that. And a lot of people in this country just didn't want to know the truth. They wanted to go and, you know, take out their rage for 9/11 on other folks. And now we're in this mess. And George Bush, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, these people led us into that, and that was a war of aggression. Okay, and a war of aggression is the fundamental war crime. That's what the prosecutors at Nuremberg said. Launching a war of aggression is the fundamental war crime. And until we deal with the fact that the U.S. is guilty of war crimes for launching a war of aggression, for engaging in torture, we can't hope. We can't hope to get assistance from other nations in the world. We need to get our good name back first. And we get our good name back first by making sure that Bush and company are accountable for what they did. And I think that's ultimately going to mean a trip to The Hague for these guys. We can't even prosecute it ourselves inside the country. It has to be an international effort where we as a nation finally come clean for what we did. Then we get peace. Then we might make some change. Other than that, it's going to be a phony baloney discussion.
Well, I think you are totally and completely, let me look for another way to put this. You have a right to your opinion. I think it's well thought out, but I think you're wrong.
Okay.
Because in nothing you've said here in the last 5 minutes indicates to me how we could have saved Christopher Anderson's life, who's 24 years old, who died, who's 24 from Longmont. We've got plenty of time to assign accountability, and we can do all of those things because Congress is capable of doing more than one thing at a time. The problem we have now, the immediate problem, okay, is that we have people over there on both sides that are dying. We lost 11 soldiers yesterday alone. This is just in one day. We've got to figure out a way to fix this. And the idea that because these people are elderly and that they are Washington insiders immediately disqualifies anything that they have to say, and that whether George W. Bush will follow it or that he won't follow it is a foolish discussion to me, is also wrong. First of all, I don't agree with everything that's in there, but some of those Washington insiders have a lot of experience. They've been around the block, and they've seen a lot of things, and we needed to get, and you need to get, in order to wake this guy up who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you need to get some kind of bipartisan consensus to get him to pay attention, so that it doesn't seem like that it's coming from all of one side. And I argue this thing with people in emails all the time about accountability. I'm not for letting anybody off the hook for anything.
Okay.
But I'm for dealing with the problem that is the most outstanding, most pressing problem. And the most pressing problem right now is we got young kids that are dying.
Yeah. AJ, can I interject?
Sure.
Sure. I agree with what you're saying. I mean, death is horrible. It's a terrible situation. It's hard to see any way out. But I think the way we start is we start with the searching and fearless moral inventory. Now, let's go back to James Baker. I don't know if you remember it. I sure do. In the run-up to the war, one of the networks interviewed him when he was at his center at Rice University, and they said, "Mr. Baker, what do you think about the war?" And, he looked very erudite and smooth, and he said, "Well, this is a discretionary war." That's what he was saying when we were leading up to the war, a discretionary war. That's a terrible thing to say.
That's all fine and good, but that was then, and that's not now. And what this reminds me of is, this reminds me of me and you sitting in a restaurant, in Boulder, having an erudite conversation about the rights and wrongs of war and about crime and punishment and about The Hague and about international courts and about all of that, while we have kids who are walking down alleys with people shooting at them. They're caught in the middle of a civil war. We don't have any idea here how to do this on our own. And these guys have some pretty bold proposals. For instance, like talking to the Iranians and talking to the Syrians. It's like if you and I are on a boat.
That's not bold.
It is bold. It is bold. It's bold because it's something that we have not done before. And nobody has come forward except those of us who consider ourselves to be liberals and progressives have advocated this, and the majority of the rest of the country hasn't advocated it. And the fact is it reminds me of the fact that you and I are sitting on a boat, and we got water coming in, and you want to have an investigation about how the leak started, and what I want to do is I want to stop the leak.
Well, I don't think we're at the point where we can have these quick fixes now.
It isn't a quick fix. It's going to take a long, long time to do any of this stuff.
Yeah, and nonetheless, you know, we're not going to, you know, what the country needs is it needs chemotherapy. It needs to get the cancer out, because if the cancer doesn't come out, we're going to have another iteration of the same and another.
Yeah, but that's all good. That's all fine and well, but that's for the future discussion, not for now. Let me ask you this. If you had a kid sitting in Iraq right now, okay, like this 24-year-old.
I'll tell you what I'd want.
Would you want a prolonged investigation of the whys and wherefores of how we got into the war and go to The Hague and do all of that stuff and have the country come totally and completely apart going through all of this, or would you rather solve the situation so that you could have your kid come home?
Okay, that's the fallacy of the complex question, Jay. Here's
it's not
what
a
I'd
fallacy.
Want.
Don't disqualify somebody else's argument by claiming that it's a fallacy. Just sit there and say, okay, you know what, I don't agree with that.
Okay, well, Jay, listen, okay? Can I speak, please? Okay. If I had a kid in Iraq now, and I have relatives in Iraq now as well, what I want is I want them home now. I want them out now. And out now is not something that the Iraq Study Group has recommended. They're talking at least 2008. And so they're talking about planning and negotiations. In that sense, you know, it is a timid recommendation. I want them out now. But more than that, what I'm really concerned about is what George Bush and the neocons have made of my country. And what they've made of my country is that they've induced this kind of falsification and this notion that you can say anything so long as it achieves the desired result. Abroad, that's in the bloodstream of our country now, like leukemia, and that's what needs to get fixed.
How
or we're going to do it again?
How is that going to get us out of Iraq?
Well, how is the Iraq Study Group going to get us out
because
of Iraq
at least,
now?
Because at least it's going to put some things into motion, which may result in a lessening of tensions and may result in a working out of a plan to at least get us out through the following ways. One, sitting down and talking to Iran and Syria. Two, working on the Palestinian question, which we should have been doing for the last 6 years. At least it's going to start talking about that stuff and giving the Maliki government notice that we are not making an open-ended commitment to stay there forever, that we are not building bases there to stay there forever, and that they're going to have to at some point or another pull it together because we have intentions down the road to leave. You can get into assignment of blame of a problem, and you can sit around and squabble about a problem all you want, but the thing is, the key is you got to fix the problem.
Jay, please, I'm not about assigning blame. I'm about seeking justice. And if you want peace, you work for justice.
Okay. All right.
And Jay, I love you with my whole heart, but you're absolutely wrong on this. What's going on here is we've got with the Baker Commission, we've got public relations 101 going on. And what I mean by that is just this.
All right, how would you get us out?
They're instituting the wrong sort of discussion.
How would you get us out? I'm not saying that this is the best thing we can come up with. I'm not saying that it's even the closest the best thing that we could come up with, and that my approach would be far harsher than their approach is, but at least it's a starting point. But tell me, with the 30 seconds I got left here, tell me how exactly you'd get us out of Iraq.
Start the withdrawal right now.
And then what?
That's it. Start the withdrawal right now.
And so what happens with the Shia and the Sunni? You just let them kill each other?
Well, it's going to happen now or it's going to happen 5 years from now. There's not going to be a resolution for that. That is what we're going to have to live with as a country. We're going to have to live with the guilt of having taken down the strong man and instituted a civil war. That's the moral taint that our country has to bear now with Iraq. The only thing we can do now is get out and cut our losses. Full stop.
Well,
yeah, bless your heart, Jay, but you're wrong on this one.
You know what? I may be wrong, but I'll tell you something. When I get these calls from people like yourself, and who knows? Maybe this comment may cost you listening to the program, and it may cost me my job or whatever. But when I get these calls, and we're not debating about how to get out, we're debating about going and looking and finding social justice and finding all of these things and going to The Hague and doing all of this stuff. You know what it makes me really want to do? What it makes me really want to do is walk away. Just walk away. Just walk away from my job. Just walk away from the whole thing. Because it is so unrealistic that it's not even in the ballpark, in my opinion. But you have a right to your opinion, and you have a right to your feelings, and it's good that you're passionate. I just happen to think that it is just so unrealistically wrong. I don't think that this report is the best that this country can do. And I don't agree with everything that's in here. But at least, for God's sakes, if we can get these people sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to at least come to the realization, okay, that militarily we're not going to win, and that we're going to have to get help from other people, and that we're going to have to solve the problems of the Palestinian-Israeli question, because the because we back Israel regardless of what they do, and it's wrong. At least we can get that stuff going. At least we got a ray of hope of something happening. As we're going now, we have no ray of hope.
We have no ray of hope now because we're not addressing the reality of the situation. And the reality of the situation is that the United States, in entering into the Iraq War, has sinned, and we have to expiate that. That's
That's just too highfalutin for me. But I appreciate the call, and hope you have a great day.
Okay, well, you too, Jay, okay? And I still like you, okay?
It's all right. It's fine. I like you, too.
I still like you, too. You're a good man. You're just moderate and wrong, and you'll come around to my point of view year. Betcha.
I'm not wrong. We'll see.
All righty.
All right.
Bye.
7:35. It's 35 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, well, we need to be prepared for a tougher ride along Colorado Boulevard. This is off the highway, but in that very congested spot near Cherry Creek North, we have a wreck. It's actually causing both delays on both directions of Colorado. Eastbound I-70 at Pecos, those drop roofing materials had caused some flat tires, obviously a major issue if you're traveling through there. Rush hour traffic definitely kicking in around the city now. All of our primary roadways, normal delays right now into downtown and through the tech center. Weather today?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Now with video. Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760. Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Let the Sony HD Test Drive representatives help you do a side-by-side comparison where you'll learn how to choose a great high-definition television and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV. Take the Sony HD test drive this weekend at Ultimate Electronics, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Come on in for a test drive at select locations or take a virtual spin online at Sony.com/HDTV. That's Sony.com/HDTV. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, and other fine retailers. TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
They won't agree with every proposal, and we probably won't agree with every proposal. It nevertheless is an opportunity to come together and to work together on this important issue.
See, he sits there and talks like that, but then reel back to just 3 or 4 weeks ago where he's unmercifully beating us up for disagreeing with him and using terms like cut and run and questioning our patriotism. That part of it I find very, very hard to swallow. 7:39, 39 minutes past the hour. High today, 45 under sunny skies. We're talking about the Iraqi study group, and you've had a chance now to hear about the 79 recommendations. You've had a chance now to mull it over. So get your reaction, 303-713-7600. And yeah, it can be spirited at times, but agree or disagree, you're always welcome here. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, I think that fellow that was just on, I would have to think that it's nice that he thinks that way, but there's no way that you can get there from here.
Well, yeah, but don't you can't shoot at him because he's not here to defend himself. So
that's true. What I think is we've had 6 years of George Bush sticking his finger in the eyes of his opponents, who are loyal Americans, and the thing that I would like to do is to stick my finger in his eye, but that's not going to get anybody anywhere. When I looked at this report and I looked at the people on the committee, I have a respect for them. Even Alan Simpson from Wyoming, and Ed Meese, and certainly Chuck Robb and Hamilton and Panetta, they've put together something that is the best that good minds can do. Now, it's not going to produce the solution that we would hope for. It's going to produce the best that we can get. And I think that we need to work on getting the best that we can get. The people that are on Bush's side that say, well, we need victory, well, what in the world is that? And the people that say, we need to get out now, you know, we need to come together and say this is what we can realistically do.
Nobody wants retribution against George W. Bush and against the GOP and against the GOP control of Congress more than I do. I mean, you name them all the way down the line from Ken Mellman to John Boehner to Dennis Hastert to Dick Cheney to all of them. I have no respect for them, nor do I like them.
Yeah.
Nor do I like any of those people who are involved, and I don't think that they respect us, and I don't think they like us.
No.
But here's the thing. What I want to do is, which is what I was... What I've been trying to say is what I think the report is not perfect.
Right.
But one thing I've noticed in life that when you put deals together, not everybody gets everything that they want, and if you get something that leaves each side rankled,
mm-hmm.
it's probably a better deal than you think it is. At least it's a starting point, and at least it's something to work off of. And what I want to do is I want to find the most expedient, fairest, fastest, just way to get our kids home.
Yep.
That's what I want. And to me, we started this war. We went in and we started it.
They said that we should go in for all these reasons that were wrong. Well, they were wrong, but our country is there, and our country is responsible, and we have to do something that, I mean, we did break it, and it is ours, so we have to do the best we can to put it back together.
Yeah, we have to find some way to do that, and if it turns out in the end, like I said towards the end, if it turns out that the Shia and the Sunni don't want this, and that no matter how hard we try, they don't want it, because what they really want is something else. They want a theocracy. They want to kill each other. Then, you know what, at that point, there's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
But we've got to take a step somewhere to get going. And the idea of hauling off and going after the current leadership, to me, you can put that on hold, and let's solve this problem first, and then we can go back and judge who did what.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Bob, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. I don't think that's too complex. I think it just makes sense. We'll take more of your calls coming up. 303-713-7600, 745. Good to have you along. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're definitely starting to see a lot more traffic as we get through the rush hour here. Eastbound arteries are really picking up now. 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, Boulder Turnpike approaching Federal. C-470 through Highlands Ranch there from Broadway to University and at Foothills. And eastbound I-70, you still want to watch out for some debris in the roadway there near Pecos that was causing a bit of a snag. Right near your Cherry Creek Shopping, a wreck on Colorado Boulevard has traffic jammed both directions there at Cherry Creek North. Weather today, looking for a few clouds early, otherwise mostly sunny skies. High of 46. Right now, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Need a gift idea on the go? Your neighborhood King Soopers has over 30 gift cards from the most popular restaurants and retailers around, like Sir.
Get the good stuff. Napa's heating up the holidays with the hot new number 55 Napa Remote Control Race Car Sweepstakes. This detailed race car measures in at over 35 inches long, and it tops out at over 20 miles per hour. It features digital proportional steering, variable speeds, and a range of over 50 yards. Batteries are included, and one car will be given away at every participating Napa Auto Parts store. Enter to win today at Napa. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Soopers and City Market locations.
There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here at AM760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, family place, coloring books for the kids, games the kids can play, and also free popcorn. But now even more of a family place and more in the holiday spirit than ever before because St. Nick's going to be there. Bring the kids and the whole family to see Santa Claus at Rocky's Autos. He'll be there each Saturday until Christmas. He'll be there from noon until 4 this Saturday. That's December the 9th. And then he'll be there the 16th and the 23rd, and that's all from noon until 4 each day. And, of course, while your kids are telling Santa Claus what they want for Christmas, you'll have the opportunity to look at Rocky's massive inventory, diverse massive inventory of over 650 vehicles to see if there's room under the tree for a new vehicle for you. And matching down is continuing, so it's like Rockies will give you up to $1,500 in a holiday gift so you can buy a new car, whatever you put down. Up to $1,500, Rockies will match. Santa Claus and matching down going on at Rockies throughout the holidays. And don't forget, too, to check out Rockies on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can check out the inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan. And Steve handles that. And you can get in touch with Steve, and he'll take care of you. That's at RockiesAutos.com. Or get down there in person and see my friends, the Al Shearers, Tom and Marv, two marvelous people who work very, very hard. And my buddy Spanky, who's out there, and Freddie Labrato, and all of the gang out of Rockies that work so hard, the Mays brothers, who work really hard to make sure that you're happy. One of the reasons why Rockies survives year after year, and one of the reasons why they are the largest volume dealer of clean, late model used automobiles in Colorado is because repeat business. People go back time and time again. So bring the kids out there this weekend, Saturday. See Santa Claus, noon until 4. He'll be there every Saturday all the way up until Christmas. That's Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Ever wonder what your dog and cat are up to while you're out holiday shopping?
What are you doing in the chimney?
I'm waiting for our presents to come down.
They're not coming down the chimney, Sootface. They're coming from Petco.
For the gifts your pet really wants, come to Petco for the big holiday savings event. Right now, Pals members buy two and get one free on all 12-ounce Greenies dog chews and save 10% on all Claw Pals cat furniture.
You better get down before they get back from Petco.
Wait, I'm stuck.
Petco. Where the pets go.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no magic formula that will solve the problems of Iraq. But to give the Iraqi government a chance to succeed, United States policy must be focused more broadly than on military strategy alone or on Iraq alone. It must seek the active and constructive engagement of all governments that have an interest in avoiding chaos in Iraq.
There's James Baker III, 751, 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 45 under sunshine. Going to be a nice day out today. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Miss any or a part of the show, get it in podcast, am760.net. I think we'll rerun that interview with Congressman Mark Udall. You want to rerun that after 8 o'clock? John? 8 or 9? Okay. We'll rerun it. And also, you can IM me at am760.net. Let me go to Steven Centennial, who's been hanging on. Steve, thanks for your patience, and go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, man. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, I think this Iraq study group is weak tea at best. The only thing that it did that was good was to acknowledge what a screwed up mess it is over there, because that prevents now the righties from saying, well, we're making progress. Everybody recognizes that it's screwed up beyond all repair. But as far as proposing any solution, it really doesn't. They say we should talk with Iran and Syria. Duh. Okay. That's a really bold proposal there. But it doesn't call for the withdrawal of American troops on a timeline. So really what it is, you could call it talk to Iraq's neighbors while we stay the course. That's the new policy, and that just, it's not what America voted for. We didn't vote in November for a way forward. We voted for a way out, and this doesn't give us a way out. Why are you opposed to saying there should be a timeline for withdrawal of troops? That's what America voted for. That's the only way that this problem is ever going to be solved. Until we get out of there, it's going to be hell. And it may be hell after we leave, but just like Vietnam, Vietnam didn't get back on its feet until we left. So whether we leave now or whether we leave 5 years from now, Iraq is going to be a mess.
Well, I'm not opposed to putting a timeline on there, and I think we need to get a good, orderly withdrawal. And as I said before, I don't think that this thing contains everything that I would have liked to have seen, but at least you're able to do a couple of things. One of the things that you pointed out, which is glaring, okay? You're able to go to conservatives, you're able to go to people on the right, and you're able to say to them, don't tell me we're winning, okay? Because here are people that are involved in this that are not liberals. And don't try to make them out to be liberals. Alan Simpson is no liberal. Edwin Meese is no liberal. And James Baker is no liberal. Okay, so it's not liberals saying this. It's a group of collective people who are saying it. So they can't.
That's the one good thing.
Well,
that
wait
comes
a minute. But there's other good things about it too. Then the other good thing is that conservatives and people on the right are vehemently opposed. The majority of them are vehemently opposed to talking to Iran and Syria. This takes those points and puts them out into the mainstream, because if we're ever going to work anything out here, okay, we're going to have to talk to them, and it also puts a re-emphasis back on again about the Israeli-Palestinian situation. We can no longer continue to turn a blind eye to what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians and pretend that it's okay. And once again, it comes from both sides of the aisle.
But that's just common sense. That's not a bold
when you deal with people on the right and you try to talk to them about that, they don't see it as being common sense. And when one of their own comes up with it, then that sends a whole nother message to them. It sends a whole nother message. It's like saying, okay, you know what? Henry Kissinger says we can't win the war. Try to tell me that Henry Kissinger is a liberal. When you deal with them, Steve, that's exactly what you'll get.
But the purpose of the Iraq study group wasn't to give us ammunition to talk with our right-wing study friends.
No, yes, it was.
Okay.
It was to come up with a bipartisan way out.
Right, but this doesn't give us a way out.
Well, I disagree with you. I think that it does.
Without a call for withdrawal on a timetable, it's just stay the course with a prettier dress on.
Well, you know what?
I just don't
agree with that, and I think that it recommends we get out by 08, and my hope would be that we could get out sooner, and the sooner we can get out is the sooner we can get the ball rolling, and I would like to see us get out sooner, and I would like to see us get out way sooner, but at least we got something to work with, and I'd rather have something to work with than have nothing at all. And I'll say it again, that the best deal you get is the deal where not everybody gets exactly what they want. But if you sit there and talk, I don't know if you have any conservative friends or not, I'm sure you do, talk to them about some of these points, and they'll shove this stuff right back in your face and say, well, you're just a liberal. That's just a liberal way of looking at things. And then you turn around and say, but wait a minute. Excuse me. Ed Meese is not a liberal. James Baker is not a liberal.
Let me make a different point about James Baker. I don't believe a thing James Baker says. James Baker is the guy who stole the election for Bush in 2000. And now he's like this moderate middle ground guy.
No, I never said that. I never said that he was moderate. I never said that he was middle ground. I don't particularly care for him. But the point I'm saying is that if we're going to work this thing out, and Leon Panetta, who is a longtime Democrat, made the statement yesterday about this, we are going to have to come up with a bipartisan way to get ourselves out of this mess, and at least we have a starting point, which is better than having nothing, which is what we had 3 weeks ago. And maybe if you and I are lucky and the country's lucky, the guy sitting on Pennsylvania Avenue will take some of this stuff to heart. Steve, I love you. I got to go. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 with Jay Martin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. President Bush is getting another point of view on how to reshape the Iraq war effort, meeting now with his closest foreign ally, British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Iraq study group co-chair Lee Hamilton tells the CBS News Early Show the president doesn't have much time to shore up the Iraqi government.
This government is very fragile. It's very weak. We're going to make a kind of a last chance effort here. If that government collapses, if you have utter chaos in the country, very frankly, there's not all that much we can do.
Hamilton is testifying now at a congressional hearing on the study group report. Taco Bell says it's doing everything it can to find the source of the East Coast E. coli outbreak that sickened about 100 people. CBS's Michelle Durham has the latest from Philadelphia.
Every Taco Bell in the city of Philadelphia has closed after a case of E. coli was traced to a Philadelphia Taco Bell. Because of the multi-state nature of this outbreak, the National Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are now taking the lead on the E. coli investigation that Taco Bell officials now suspect came from tainted green onions. Michelle Durham, CBS News, Philadelphia.
In parts of Middle America, it's been almost a week since a big snow and ice storm struck, almost a week since thousands of homes had lights and heat.
Enough is enough.
Jennifer Albrecht lives in Collinsville, Illinois, where 5,000 families are still waiting to get the power back.
I just want the lights on. Just turn the power back on.
A new storm could dump a foot or more of snow in the Cleveland area and western Pennsylvania. The desperate search for a man lost in the unforgiving wilderness of southern Oregon ended yesterday when search teams found the body of James Kim.
I can't believe this has happened. None of us can. I mean, we've been all following it, and we just thought, you know, it would be okay.
Friend and co-worker Annalisa Savage had reason for hope. Trackers were able to find Kim's wife and daughters 2 days earlier. The family split up when he went to look for help. In London, friends and family have held a memorial for Alexander Litvinenko, the former Russian spy who was killed by radiation poisoning. One friend, Vladimir Bukovsky, suspects the Kremlin had Litvinenko murdered to silence his outspoken criticism.
A British citizen was brutally and cowardly murdered on British soil by agents of foreign power. I wonder what your government is going to do now.
Russian authorities say they've opened a criminal investigation into Litvinenko's death. A day which would live in infamy. It was this day, December 7th, 1941. Pearl Harbor survivor Julius Finneran says it's a day that should have taught Americans an important lesson.
I hope to God if nobody ever learns anything about Pearl Harbor or remembers anything about it, is do not downsize or disarm our military. Because your freedom and my freedom depends on it.
In early trading, the Dow is up 32 points, NASDAQ's down a fraction. This is CBS News.
The holidays are here, and Guitar Center is your one-stop destination for every musician on your gift list. Save 50, 60, up to 75% off. Plus, don't pay for a full year on total purchases of $299 or more. Great holiday deals like acoustic guitar packs from Fender, only $99. Casio portable keyboards, just $79. Plus, Guitar Center gift cards make the perfect stocking stuffer. Guitar Center's December deal days are going on now. Don't miss it. Now online at GuitarCenter.com.
Today's guest stylist is Laura. She's showing us the latest ways to spruce up for the holidays at Kohl's Incredible Christmas Sale. Laura?
The season calls for touches of silver and gold, so anything that shines is catching my eye. Look at these silver plates. They really say holiday magic.
Wow.
Then it's straight over to metallic tops to dress up any outfit.
Incredible savings await you at Kohl's Incredible Christmas Sale this Friday and Saturday. Find lowest prices of the season on Friday Night Owl and Saturday Early Bird Specials. Kohl's. Expect great things.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. The company managing a mall Santa photo booth in Westminster where a sex offender was found working, promising to improve security. Authorities say 40-year-old Jonathan Yeoman had the job photographing children sitting on Santa's lap at the Westminster Mall. Yeoman and his wife have been fired. A day of fun on Boulder's Pearl Street Mall will end up costing a teenager one way or the other. A judge upholding the citation given to 17-year-old Callan Ford for playing hacky sack on the mall in October. Ford hasn't decided whether to pay the $40 ticket or perform community service. A company in southwestern Colorado has a plan to make diesel fuel out of sunflower seeds. A dozen farmers from the Four Corners region are working with San Juan Biodiesel and CSU researchers to build a biodiesel plant and grow the sunflowers needed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Brenda. Well, there's really no major highway that is free of congestion right now. I-25 still stacked out of Thornton, North Glen, and also into your downtown area. I-70 full up now, both sides from Wheat Ridge to Aurora. And 225 has the usual stop and go at those hot spots. Latest issue, a multi-car wreck westbound lane to the turnpike between Church Ranch and Sheridan. Looks like it's been moved off to the left shoulder, so steer right to get around it. 7th at Auraria is the spot to avoid downtown due to a new problem. Security wait time at DIA. 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny, high of 46. Currently, a few high clouds, 25. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, you get more. It's not just a quick haircut. With every haircut at Fantastic Sam's, you get a relaxing shampoo massage, and you don't pay more for it. Not all salons can say that. Take a break from the busy holidays and relax with Fantastic Sam's.
Direct from Russia, with 50 exquisite dancers and Tchaikovsky's most memorable music. It's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
Six minutes after 8, high today 45 under sunny skies, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Get the show on podcast at am760.net or IM me at am760.net. And speaking of IM, I got to read this one because it is so, it's so to the point. And it says everything that I feel. It says, I've always felt confident that one of the main differences between liberals and conservatives is that we liberals are compassionate and we feel we must help those that cannot help themselves. Listening to the hard left callers today, I realize that this is not necessarily true. While the Iraq Study Group leaves much to be desired, it is a first step, and this first step must come from the Republicans. I was dismayed by the attitude expressed that we must leave now. This would precipitate such a slaughter in Iraq that would compare with what is happening in Darfur. How can any liberal espouse the idea that would lead to so much human suffering is beyond me? You are right in saying that the only possible solution needs to come from both sides of the aisle. We cannot play politics with so many human lives. Keep holding their feet to the fire. It is just as irresponsible for liberals to want to leave the cost of this war on the heads of the Iraqis as it is for the conservatives to leave it to the young men and women of our military. And to me, that's just right, exactly 100% on point. I want to get out. In the worst way, I want to get out. But we got to do it right. We have to get out right. And I'm not talking about staying the course. I'm talking about doing things that this administration doesn't want to do. They don't want to talk to Iran and Syria. They don't want to concentrate on restarting and getting going and answering the two-state solution as far as the Palestinians and the Israelis go. They don't want to do that. This administration hasn't done a damn thing in 6 years in this area. Is this report everything that I would want? No. Is it everything you'd want? No. But at least it takes some of this stuff and puts it out there in the mainstream. And it sparks a debate about this stuff. Now, here's what Al Gore had to say about our involvement in Iraq and about the Iraq Study Group.
This is an utter disaster. This was the worst strategic mistake in the entire history of the United States. And now we as a nation have to find a way, in George Mitchell's words, to manage a disaster. But I would urge the president not to to try to separate out the personal issues of being blamed in history for this mistake, and instead recognize it's not about him, it's about our country, and we all have to find a way to get our troops home and to prevent a regional conflagration there. Now, in fact, the option of winning militarily, according to former Secretary Rumsfeld, is gone. The stated goal of a military victory has gone the way of weapons of mass destruction. No longer exists.
There you go. And I couldn't agree with Al Gore more. We have to figure out a way to get out. All right, 303-713-7600, two lines open, 303-713-7600. Jose in Aurora. Jose, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, listen, I wanted to say that, I agree with both you and the caller a couple previous. I kind of believe that this report is probably nothing but a big dog and pony show. Bush saw that his election in November was going to the dogs for him and his Republican buddies, so they had to figure out Plan B. So they decided to take his buddy James Baker and all them guys and send them over there and come up with all the points that most of the Democrats have been screaming about since day one. And now he's going to try to implement most of them and say, see, we're doing something, right? So he's trying to save his legacy there. But at the same time, I was always told growing up that if you got to eat a frog, don't look at it too long. And if you have more than one frog to eat the biggest one first. So as much as I'd like to see this administration held accountable for all the atrocities that they've committed, I think that we need to focus on what our biggest priority is. I think that our biggest priority is coming up with a way that we can bring our troops home fast and safe. And whether it's implementing certain policies so that we can stabilize the country, maybe that's what we should do. I got a bad feeling, though, if we start involving Iran and Syria. I'm not saying don't talk to them. I'm just saying if they get involved, I just got a bad feeling that things are going to go wrong. And
what would go wrong?
I, you know, if we, what would we do? How would we involve Iran and Syria?
Well,
I mean, what would be their role?
First thing, you'd have to sit down and you'd have to establish a relationship with them, which we currently
do not have.
They have helped us in the past on certain things, and we're going to have to sit down and we're going to have to tell the Syrians that, and tell them, it may not even be the right way to put it, we're going to have to sit down and discuss with them the concept that they cannot let money, supplies, and insurgents slip through the border into Iraq. And we have to sit down with the Iranians, and we have to talk to them, and we have to convince them that it's in their better interest, in the better interest of the region, for them, one, not to be supplying the Shia death squads and militias with money, training, and support, and to stop rocking the boat in Lebanon, because they hold the keys right now, whether we like it or not, and I don't like it, and you don't like it, and nobody likes it. They are where they are. There's nothing we can do about it.
Well, I mean, here's my question, Dave. Why would they want to talk to us after our president has gone on the books to say, oh, they're the axis of evil? We've called them all sorts of names. We've called their president crazy. And now all of a sudden they're like, hey, yeah, I know we said all that in the past, but we need your help.
Because they want acceptance. They want acceptance into the world community because they want to do business, because the Iranian government has certain things that it has promised the populace that without the help of the West it can't deliver.
Okay, and so then what happens if Iran balks on that and all of a sudden we've got more insurgents slipping through the border?
Well, if they balk on it, then we cross that bridge when we come to it, and we go back to the whole subject of isolation and of sanctions. But if you don't look, Baker made a good point. I mean, we sat there and went through this with the Soviet Union. We were able to do it with them for 40-50 years. Why can't we do it with Iran and Syria?
Well, it's a different mindset with Iran and Syria.
Why? What's different about the mindset? I mean, Nikita Khrushchev sat there in the UN and said, you know what, we're going to bury you. We're going to absolutely destroy you, and we have, and if anything, they have the weapons to do it. These guys don't have the weapons to do it. And I'll tell you something else about them, too, which is crucial, which most people leave out and don't remember. There are other Arab nations, Saudi Arabia and Egypt. They are not going to sit by. They are not going to let the Sunni population in Iraq be slaughtered. And so what you'll end up happening is they'll be drawn into the conflict, just like Al Gore was sitting there talking about. And when you draw them into the conflict, and you've got all these people in the conflict, then you got a huge mess, and you're talking about an area that has 67% of the world's available oil, is a strategic area, and until we can see our way clear to get off the dependency, which Congressman Udall was talking about earlier this morning, you know, we don't want to see that kind of, we don't want to see that in the Middle East. We don't want to see it in Latin America. We don't want to see it anywhere. You don't want to see that kind of stuff going on. And so we have to give it our best possible shot in trying to solve the problem. And I'll go back to what I've been saying all morning. Is this study group thing the best thing? No. Is it what everybody wants? No. You don't want it. You don't like it. I don't like it. There's a lot of us that don't like it. The White House doesn't like it. But I'll tell you something, we got to start someplace. We have to start someplace. And this thing is at least bulletproof because it comes from both sides.
Well, I agree with you on that point, Jay. But at the same time, I just can't help but think that this is nothing but a big dog and pony show for the Bush administration. And
it doesn't benefit them. What it does is it blows up their lie that they've been telling now for God knows how long that we're winning.
Well, it blows up their lie, but it also gives them a back door to say, okay, now we're gonna do what James Baker says.
Well, but you know what? In the end, they don't really want to do it.
Well, you know what?
They do have a choice, and I'll make a prediction with you. I'll make a prediction to you. We'll see if it turns out to be true.
All right.
I'll bet you they ignore this thing. I'll bet you they ignore it, and they don't carry through with it.
Hmm.
How much you want to bet?
I don't want to bet you. I don't want to bet you that, Jay, because it's entirely plausible. I wouldn't put anything past this president.
All right, well, how about a gentleman's bet?
A gentleman's bet? I say that they pick up at least 50% of what this report has to say.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll bet that it's less than 50.
All right, you're on.
I'm wrong. I'll buy you a CD of your choice.
Okay. All right. What's the name of the... Who's the guy that sings your intro there?
Oh, it's Public Image Limited.
All right. You've got a deal then.
All right, brother. Have a good day.
You too, Jay.
See ya.
Bye.
818, 18 minutes after 8, one line open at 303-713-7600. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's slow just about wherever you go. 225 still at the peak of the commute across Aurora. Same for I-25 southbound, I-70 to Spear. And, of course, all of our eastbound routes are stacked up, including the Turnpike, 6th Ave, I-70, and C-470. Now, for westbounders, it's not too bad on the interstate out of Aurora, but the Turnpike has a crash between Sheridan and Church Ranch. It's out of traffic lanes, only causing some minor slowing now. Weather today, looking for mostly sunny skies, a high of 46. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, 21. Right now, a few high clouds 25 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Frontier Airlines announces new service to Hartford, Connecticut starting March 2nd, 2007. Frontier serves 57 cities in the United States, Mexico, and Canada. With comfy seats, plenty of leg room, and 24 channels of DirecTV, there's no better way to fly to book your next flight. Visit FrontierAirlines.com today.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Hey, CU fans, the University of Colorado men's basketball team is back at the Coors Event Center this Saturday at 7 p.m. to host the rival Colorado State University Rams. Get your tickets now and don't miss a second of all the exciting CU basketball action. Tickets can be purchased at CUBus.com or by calling 303-49-BUS. That's 303-49-BUS. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute. We've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I'd tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Well, there is a culture shock coming to Capitol Hill. The House is going to work 5 days a week under Democratic majority control. Steny Hoyer will tell us all about it. Pearl Harbor was bombed 65 years ago. Representative John Dingell, who was in the military at the time, joins us to talk about it. CNN's Jack Cafferty is going to be along to talk about the Iraq Study Group. The report, what does it mean?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Syria and Iran are major influences in this region. We don't like those influences, and we got plenty of reasons to be unhappy with both of those countries. Not talking to them gets you nowhere in solving these problems. Talking to them doesn't assure you're going to get anywhere, but at least you got a crack at it.
That was Lee Hamilton, one of the co-chairs of the report. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8. High today, 45, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And your reaction to the report, 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here with you. Let's get back on the phones. And here's Mark in Colorado Springs. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, we have to look at the track record of this president. And I don't think he's going to listen to the recommendations, because he hasn't listened ever since this thing began in 2003. He hasn't listened to the Democrats. He hasn't listened to his own people in the administration that he fired. I don't think there's a doubt in my mind he hadn't listened to the generals on the ground. He hadn't listened to the 911, the 9/11 recommendations. So there's no way he's going to listen to this Iraq group. There's no way. And it's all based on his track record. This president is the only one that doesn't see this war the way everyone else sees it. And when I hear people say that we need to figure out and we need to, the people have already decided. The people voted, and you and I have already decided, and we have a clear mind on what we need to do and what needs to happen. But I guess because, we're not considered experts in terrorism or politics, then no one's going to listen to us, and no one's listening to the voters. But this president is not going to do anything. His whole purpose is to leave those troops there, ride this boat out until the next election, and blame it on the next president. Because if we believe that this president and his administration, if it's about his legacy, then it's not about the troops. If he's thinking about his personal gains or how we're going to see him when they decide to build his library, then the troops won't matter. He has not put the troops first since this thing began. Because if he did, then we would never be in Iraq. Afghanistan, yes. Iraq, no. So just by his track record alone, and this whole ego, you're either with us or you're against us. Iran and Syria will not get on board, Jay. They will not get on board with this.
Well, I don't know that they will not get on board, because I think, as I said to a previous caller, they want something from us. And one of the things they want, and they want it from the world, is they want acceptance. But your part about his track record is absolutely correct. If I had to bet, if I had to lay down money, like you would in Vegas, I bet he ignores it. I bet he doesn't do it. I bet he says no.
I will also, but when it comes down to Syria and Iran has been in this state that they're in, and how the world and how we as the Western world see them, since I can remember. Syria and Iran have always been evil in my eyes, based on everything that I've ever been taught.
Well, wait a minute. Why do you think? Hold on a second, though. Instead of casting them as being evil.
No. I'm just saying how they're being portrayed. I don't think they're
evil. Well, yeah, they're being portrayed as being.
I think they want the same acceptance, but we want to allow them the same acceptance.
Well, when you say we, though, be specific. Not,
okay, the government.
It isn't the government. It's the leadership of the country that won't. We certainly talked to Syria numerous times under Clinton. We did not with Iran, but we need to make the effort to understand why the Iranians are the way they are, where they're coming from, and what's going on with them, and how to deal with them. And you can't even get to first. You know what? I'll tell you this. Give me an example, because I think there's only one that I can think of. An example where isolationism works to our advantage.
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't. There's no example I can give except for if we isolate them. The only way we can truly isolate them is if we have the bigger gun. That's the sad part about having that control over Iran. When I look at, I use David Prager when he's upset about that congressman wanted.
Oh, Dennis Prager, Dad, Dennis
yeah,
Prager.
He has that. If you look at him and how upset he got behind that congressman wanted to use the senator that wanted to use the Quran to swear himself in. I mean that peaceful mindset of a person like him carries inside this administration. When you and I say that we need to understand why Iraq and Syria, we need to try to understand our opponents or our enemies or even our friends, then to a Republican, that's our weakness because we choose to understand.
Well, you know what? We choose to
ask questions.
Let them think that it's weakness. But I'll tell you something. I think the reason that Dennis Prager makes a big deal about that, and the reason that people like Glenn Beck make a big deal out of that, is because they're out of gas. They have nothing else.
Yeah, but to me,
it's like the war on Christmas, man. They've got nothing else to peddle.
It is so ridiculous. That's ridiculous, but I think it's the same old attitude toward anything that's not Jewish, Christian, and Catholic. If you're not Jewish, Christian, or Catholic, then you're evil. And we have been inundated with messages, and I can remember.
Okay, so what do you intend to do about it? You intend to let it stand or try to change it?
No, we can't. No, we have to change it.
Well, then let's change it.
But we can only change it. We can change it. You and I can change it because we change it on an everyday basis when we meet people that's not like us. But we're talking about our administration.
We change it through our vote. We change it through our actions. We change it through our activism. We change those things. The voters of this country clearly sent a message. And the message that clearly was sent was that they want to change a direction, that we need to find a responsible way to get out. And if the White House doesn't listen, then you know what? We're going to have to move to put more pressure on them. That's all we can do.
And that's why change won't happen until this president leaves. It won't happen until this president leaves because it's about, if you listen to him every day, it's about winning or losing. Now you ask him to define winning. You don't hear it, but to him, it's about winning. Well, what is winning? Winning is bringing who to the table to sign a peace agreement. Who is there left in Iraq to sign a peace agreement in this war? There's no one left. There's no one in charge to say, well, okay, we give up. You won. It's not going to happen that way. There's no way it's going to happen that way. Let me tell you something.
I don't think that he is going to voluntarily move off the dime, but I'll tell you where the movement's going to be forced on him. You know where the movement's going to be forced on him?
I hope you know where it's going to come from.
It's not going to come from you. It's not going to come from me. And it isn't going to come from the Democrats. It's going to come from the Republicans. Because 08 comes up, whoever campaigns for the Republican nomination for the presidency is going to be saddled with this problem if it's not fixed. Now, let me ask you something practical here.
Okay.
If you're running for office, if you're John McCain or Rudy Giuliani or Mitt Romney or any of those people, you want to go out and run on this problem, or would you rather have the problem behind you?
Behind me. But the problem is that this president won't allow it. He's going to get out of office with our troops still in Iraq.
What it's going to do? It's going to destroy the Republican Party. And that's why internally they're going to put pressure on him.
But Jay, that's the ego of the Republican Party.
No, that's the power. Ego. That's the power base of the Republican Party. All right, I got to run, Mark. Take care,
man.
All
right, Jay. Love you, bro.
All right, love you too. It's 8:31, and that's 31 minutes past the hour. One line open at 303-713-7600. Coming up, we'll play the interview with Congressman Mark Udall. If you missed it at 6:30 this morning, and then we'll take more of your calls. But right now, Gina will give us the traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We're in pretty decent shape as we move out of the morning rush. Still pretty busy across highways around the city, but no major issues to hamper your commute. And we have this crash westbound on the turnpike near Sheridan. It's only causing some minor curiosity slowing right now. Downtown, a two-car has rescue on scene at Auraria Parkway and 7th. Got a brand new one at Parker and Hamden.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Do you want to own a computer? Is your credit less than perfect? If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, Gateway, or other name brand computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Call Guaranteed Computer Finance today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add a $200 upgrade and a free MP3 player. Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
8:33. It's 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Hey, we all have misconceptions about things, and I certainly have mine, and I'm not right all the time, and I don't hope that you think that I think that I think that I'm right, because I'm not. And one of the misconceptions that I used to have out there, and a lot of folks have, is that safe and affordable LASIK just doesn't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. Don't fall for those gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
The world has been good to us. Hello, I'm Ken Fisher, Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a free report designed for affluent investors. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make.
Grab a pen and get ready to write down this toll-free number for the free report that could change your investing strategy forever. 1-800-500-3305.
At Fisher Investments, our experience managing over $30 billion for millionaires and institutions has given us valuable insights. Insights that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make, the worst and most costly ones.
If you're an investor with a substantial portfolio, request your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today.
The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility.
For your free report, call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh, what is this? Little Zep. I like that. All right, this was our interview with Congressman Mark Udall from the 2nd Congressional District, and a great guy, and he's going to run for Senate in 08, and I'm backing him 100%, you should too, but this is what he had to say about the Iraqi study group when we talked to him this morning at 6:30. Senator from the state of Colorado, Congressman St. McCain keeps talking about more troops, but where are we going to get those troops? He never seems to tell us where they're going to come from.
Jay, good morning to you. I agree with John McCain on a lot of policy prescriptions, but on this one, I don't see how we find those troops, number one. And number two, I think we've got to pursue a less is more strategy here, Jay, which is to, in effect, say to the Iraqi government, Iraqi leadership, that our presence there is not infinite, and we're going to begin the process of a phased withdrawal. The Iraq Study Group made that point yesterday, that the situation's grave and deteriorating, and that's at the center of a number of their proposals. So again, with all due respect, I think Senator McCain is prescribing something that's not available to us. We don't have those troops in any significant numbers, frankly.
All right. You're relatively happy with the 79 specific recommendations, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I do think, though, that this is... probably use a football metaphor. It still has the elements of a Hail Mary or threading the needle, or we could throw out a lot of other terms. But I think it's probably the one path that leads to at least an opportunity for success. You know, Jay, when you listen to Senator McCain, he's talking about winning or losing. I think we ought to change those terms. We ought to be talking about some form of success and some form of stabilization, and setting the theme for how we want the world to see this and how the American people should see it.
Yeah. You know what? I totally agree. Senator Wayne Allard, who who may be your opponent coming up in 08, is quoted this morning in the Denver Post as saying, well, he praised the report's recommendation that the Iraqi government take over more responsibility for security. He said he disagrees with the call to negotiate with Iran and Syria. It's pretty hard to negotiate with someone who says, we want to wipe America off the face of the earth and replace it with Islam, Allard said after the release of the group's report. Allard also disagreed with incoming Defense Secretary Robert Gates' characterization. The United States is not winning the war, and he's wary of the report's assessment that the U.S. policy in Iraq is not working. He says, I think we need to change our goals, not our policy. Maybe not flourishing democracy, but self-governance. I wouldn't say we're not winning. We're having some struggles with getting the Iraqis to take over their fair share. Allard added, I think the president is doing the best job he can. How can Senator Wayne Allard say that he thinks that they're wrong when they say we're not winning? What does he point to there?
Yeah, the Senator and I, of course, Jay, like I have with Senator McCain, worked on a number of initiatives, and I respect his service. But I think you have to acknowledge the reality on the ground. You have to acknowledge what this group of very esteemed and respected Americans had to say in the Iraq Study Group. And starting with this unwillingness to discuss the situation that's in that region with Syria and Iran, James Baker yesterday, of course, a Republican all of his life, a close friend of the Bush family, served as Secretary of State, said, we talked to the Russians, I should be more accurate, say we talked to the Soviets when they were inclined, when their goal was to wipe us off the face of the earth. We ought to talk to our enemies. And this idea in this administration that somehow you punish your enemies by not talking to them hasn't borne any fruit. And Syria is a mixed bag. They have worked with us, as have the Iranians, in places like Afghanistan. The other part of this, too, is that we, as the commission, the group recommended yesterday, Jay, let's reengage in the situation in Israel. A lot of the tension in that region leads right back to Israel, whether it's legitimate or not. In that part of the world, perception is reality, and the fact that there has not been a sustained peace-making effort there gives a lot of energy and creates momentum for those Islamic jihadists and extremists in that part of the world to recruit the suicide bombers and others.
6:39, 39 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Congressman Mark Udall on the line with us from the 2nd Congressional District, our state's next U.S. Senator. Here's something else about it. Yesterday they were talking about doing this in a bipartisan manner and about getting together in a bipartisan manner. But, you know, this administration and the Republican Party, basically, if I can be partisan for a second,
right,
they've beat us up for an awful long, long time, have inferred everything from the fact that we're not patriotic to we're on the side of the enemy to we're, you know, hoping that things go bad, and you know the whole laundry list of stuff. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to turn around, and all of a sudden now, we're going to act in a bipartisan manner. Now, I think for the health of the country, I think people are sick of us fighting. I think we need to act in a bipartisan manner. But how do you let all of that just go away?
Yeah, Jay, you're right. A lot of what was proposed yesterday and a lot of the analysis yesterday fits exactly what a number of Democrats have been saying over the last couple of years. There's some Republicans as well. Chuck Hagel, for example, has been very forthright, I think very honest about what's been happening. Of course, when Democrats were attacked as being unpatriotic and weak and all the rest, the list is long, as you point out, nobody ever mentioned that Chuck Hagel was on that list of people who were calling for a different course of action. It galls me, frankly, to be straight with you, but my attitude is, as always is let's look forward. We now have an opportunity to set some of the tone here, serving in the majority starting in January. But I would add this final comment. This still sits on the shoulders of the president. He's the commander-in-chief. He sets a lot of the tone in this town. And if he wants to chart a new direction and really create a bipartisan atmosphere, a true bipartisan atmosphere, he has the power to do so. If he doesn't, or if he wants to play games with this report or continue to act like his administration has acted, then bipartisanship is going to be very difficult to find.
Okay, last question here for you.
Yes, sir.
One I've asked the audience to speculate on, too. Do you think that he acts on these 79 recommendations and they have warned him not to cherry pick or pull them apart?
Right.
Or do you think that this ends up gathering dust on a shelf somewhere in his office?
I think it's a 50-50 proposition, Jay. That's my best take today. But this is a very serious crossroads we've now reached. We're having the right kind of conversation about what's actually occurring in Iraq. And I believe if we don't pursue the recommendations, as you point out, in an integrated fashion, that it not only puts the Republican Party, frankly, at peril and Bush's legacy at peril, but it puts the country at increased peril. That's the real decision that the president has to make here. I hope he makes the right decision as an American. And I'm going to root for him to make the right decision. I'm going to do everything I can to encourage him to make the right decision. If we're in this position a year from now that we're in today, or 2 years from now, we're weakened. Our reputation on the world stage has been lessened, and we're no closer to resolving the situation in Iraq and turning our attention back to many of the other threats. But I, as you know, look at them as opportunities that face us. And particularly, you and I know we've got to pursue energy independence, or maybe better put, energy self-reliance.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's a key to helping stabilize the situation in the Middle East and creating a better future for our kids. But you put your finger on it. The president is still the president. Is he going to provide the leadership that's based on reality, not what he wishes the reality was?
All right, let me sneak just one more. Just one more on this,
sure.
Which is a follow-up. If he decides to ignore it, then what do we do?
What we do at this point is we have to bring pressure to bear on the White House from every direction. And I believe that the committee, the study group, will do so. They've made it clear they're going to tour the country. They're going to work in pairs, bipartisan pairs, as Lee Hamilton and James Baker are doing this very morning, and they did last night. The Congress will find ways, I think, to draw attention to the opportunity here. That's how the democratic system should work. I think the American public is going to increasingly make their interests known and what they would like to see happen through public opinion polls. And frankly, the upcoming election, which is, I hate to even say it, we're only 23 months away from another election.
Oh, you cut off the last part where I was going to talk to him about running for the Senate and ask him when he gets his senatorial campaign up and rolling. All right. That's Mark Udall, and you can check out Congressman Mark Udall, 2nd District. Check out his website at markudall.org, and he's going to run against Wayne Allard, and I'm definitely going to be in on that contest, I can guarantee you. 8:45, 50 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I got four lines open if you want to continue to talk about and debate the bipartisan commission, which warned yesterday that the situation in Iraq is grave and deteriorating, and it handed President Bush both a rebuke for his current strategy and a detailed blueprint for a fundamentally different approach, including a pullback of all American combat brigades over the next 15 months. 303-713-7600, Gino, with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. In pretty good shape right now as you make your way out of the morning rush hour. Do have a couple of surface street problems. A two-car wreck at Auraria Parkway at 7th Street. Still had emergency crews on scene there. Also, watch out on Highway 83 northbound. Of course, that's Parker Road at Hamden. Have another two-car wreck that's bogging down traffic. Still seeing pretty heavy delays on I-25 through the downtown area, I-70 to Spear. Of course, coming out of Thornton North Glen. And 225 definitely at peak volume now through the tech center. Weather today, mostly sunny, high of 46 right now. A few high clouds, 25 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ode to the Subway Club. Roast beef, ham, turkey, a big meaty sub is plotting a course through hungry seas, and your appetite just...
Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Amber Homes at Lake Chalet. Luxury condos in the 140s now in closeout phase in an established neighborhood conveniently located near C-470. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball,
machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
River's Edge will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Hey, Porty.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful, and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
I just love that while you're eating breakfast. 8:49, 49 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's been a family place, always has been. Coloring books for the kids and free popcorn and games that they can play. And now it's even more so with Santa Claus coming to Rocky's. Santa will be there each Saturday until Christmas. He'll be there from noon until 4. That's this Saturday, December the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd. That's from noon until 4 each day. And, of course, while the kids are telling Santa what they want for Christmas, you'll have the opportunity to look at Rocky's massive inventory and diverse inventory, too, of over 650 vehicles and see if there's room under the tree for a new vehicle for you. Matching down is continuing. So it's like Rocky's will give you up to $1,500 in the holiday gifts so you can buy a new car. Whatever you put down, up to $1,500, Rocky's will match it. Santa Claus and matching down going on throughout the holidays at Rocky's Autos. Also, check out Rocky's Autos online. You can pre-qualify for a car loan and view the inventory right there. Steve and Jason handle that, and that's at rockysautos.com. So go ahead and check it out. Or if you're going to go out to Rocky's and take the kids out there to see Santa this Saturday and every Saturday until Christmas, see my friends out there, Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Spanky. He and all the gang out of Rockies work very, very hard to show you the largest, most diverse selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. One of the reasons why people go back time and time again to Rockies, one of the reasons why Rockies is so successful is because people keep going back time and time again. Why is that? Because they get treated right. And that certainly holds true for Mary and myself, and it'll hold true for you, too. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute, we've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If we simply pick up and withdraw, chaos is going to be the consequence. You're going to get an open civil war, and Iraq will literally implode.
And that was Leon Panetta from the the commission, the bipartisan commission. 8:52, 52 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones coming up after 9 o'clock. And we're talking about the report. We have been talking about it all morning. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bill in Parker. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
I got my doubts about this phone. Anyway, yeah, I had this idea. You know, since George Bush possesses this vision of Iraq that none of us other mere mortals can appreciate, and since he's such a great public servant, I was thinking after he steps down, since his successor is going to inherit this mess, as he has said, and we, as we all know, I think Bush can help him out by becoming an ambassador to Iraq.
Well, you think that'll be made ambassador to Iraq? How about how about ambassador to a crossbar hotel?
Well, not only that, the great Iraqi success story of the training of the security forces, they can be in charge of his security, too, while he's over there.
Yeah, there you go. That, you know what? Yes, I agree. If they're doing such a great job security-wise, maybe Mr. Bush would like to take a brief stroll outside the green zone, like, say, next week.
Yeah, really. Yeah, you always have to sneak in the middle of the night, unannounced, and then get the hell out of Dodge real fast before those guys can muster their things together and get the mortars flying in the right direction.
Well, this last time he couldn't even meet in Baghdad. He had to meet the Prime Minister in Jordan.
Right, and yet he sit there and say with a straight face that we're making progress and we're winning. I mean, it boggles the mind, this guy's perception of reality. And, you know, another thing, I don't know if you saw this was a minor news clip recently, but his daughters have been hobnobbing down in Buenos Aires, his daughters who have been out of the news now pretty much since their shenanigans a few years ago. My question is, how come Roosevelt's sons could serve in the war, LBJ's son-in-law was in Vietnam, et cetera, et cetera, the Prince Charles and Prince Edward were in the military? How come his daughters, if they can't go in the military, how come they can't stay here and at least work with the wounded troops or do something to support the effort?
I think that's a very, very good apropos question. Somebody from the White House press corps should ask him that question.
Yeah. I mean, I guess his answer would be, well, I asked you to support the war by going shopping, and they're shopping their little hearts out. I don't know. I guess that's the answer.
I guess it is. Thanks, Bill.
Bye.
All right. Good point. Why aren't the daughters in on this? Eric in Lakewood. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, thanks. Couple things. When I heard Baker was first involved in this whole thing, I was a little skeptical with his past. I mean, he's been corporate, he's been government, and then corporate making money off of what he's done in the government. What's going to happen to the oil? This whole proposition that they've come up with is saying privatize the oil. And, you know, what are we there to start with? What are we there for to start with? I think that is going to cause a whole bunch of ill will with the Iraqi people.
What they want the Iraqi people to do is they want them to settle a question of oil distribution. They want them to settle a question of the sharing of the oil between the Sunnis who have none, basically, and the Shias who control most of it.
Okay. Well, I will stand somewhat corrected on that then. The other thing, there's a lot of question of what if we got out tomorrow by the name of Sami Rasuli, who is an American-Iraqi, lived here for quite some time. He moved back to Iraq in, let me look at my notes, November 2004, and he is now with the Muslim Peacemaker Team. 85% of the Iraqis want us out, up to 85%. All right. Without a drawback, without a redeployment, without anything. According to him, and I would trust him, his opinion, as he is an Iraqi, as he is back there, he's been there for some time, more so than this commission that spent 4 days there, or any American that, me, that hasn't been there. According to him, he said the 1,300 Al-Qaeda would leave. They would just leave because they are there to fight us. He said the Iraqis would take care of them. He said they would chase them out. He said basically peace would happen. He said for civil war, they would need sophisticated weapons. So his recommendation is for us to get out and take our weapons with us, and they will sort it out.
Well, I think he's right about the first part about Al-Qaeda. I think he's definitely right about that because they're foreigners, and I believe both sides would go after him. And he's not the first person to say that. There have been others that have said it as well. As far as whether they would reach some kind of an agreement, and because we would take our weapons, would stop them, that part I'm not as secure with because they have a really long, and I mean a long track record not only in Iraq, but also all over the Middle East, of not getting along, why would they all of a sudden decide to sit down, because we're not there, and say, okay, we're going to get along? I think that what we have to do is we have to get out, and we have to get out of their way, but we got to do it in the right way. That's number one, because we owe it to them. And number two, when I talk about the right way, I'm talking about an orderly redeployment where we can get and take care of our folks and take home what we need, and just not do one of these things of, you know, lifting people off the roof of an embassy and leaving stuff behind. So I agree with all of that. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call, Eric. Thanks.
You bet. The sooner the better.
Okay. Hope and folks, coming up at 9 o'clock, anything, Iraq, whatever you want to talk about. We'll get into it.
Wonder what your dog and cat are up to while you're out holiday shopping?
Diddling in the chimney.
I'm waiting for our presents to come down.
They're not coming down the chimney, Sootface. They're coming from Petco.
For the gifts your pet really wants, come to Petco for the big holiday savings event. Right now, Pals members buy two and get one free on all 12-ounce Greenies dog chews and save 10% on all Claw Pals cat furniture.
You better get down before they get back from Petco.
Wait, I'm stuck.
Petco, where the pets go.
Top three reasons the Home Depot is my holiday decorating headquarters. Number three, their new holiday collection is an instant winter wonderland. Number two, I can deck the halls, the walls, the roof, and the yard. And number one, I can do it for less.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 20% on select holiday decorations. You won't want to miss our exclusive new holiday home accents collection. Turn your home into a showplace, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Limited time offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A day after they released their report, the co-chairs of the Iraq Study Group are on Capitol Hill, testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Former Secretary of State James Baker says the dozens of recommendations the panel's made should be weighed as a whole.
I hope we don't treat this like a fruit salad and say, I like this, but I don't like that. I like this, but I don't like that. This is a comprehensive strategy.
Lee Hamilton, the former congressman from Indiana, says in the end, the Bush administration must put the recommendations into practice.
The report that we put before you must largely be implemented by the executive branch. You cannot dodge that fact.
At the White House, the two strongest allies in the war, President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair, have held talks this morning. Here's CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
Any change in U.S. policy made by Mr. Bush affects Prime Minister Blair, America's closest ally in the war. Like Mr. Bush, Blair was interviewed by the panel and urged more emphasis be put on solving problems in the broader Middle East, especially the Israel-Palestinian situation.
There's been a sea change in poverty over the past 5 years. It's moved out of the inner cities and into the burbs, where the number of poor people is higher for the first time. That's the bottom line of a Brookings Institution study of 100 major metro areas. Study co-author Alan Berube says the shift is likely to cause problems.
I think suburbs are going to face, you know, new challenges in assisting poor populations to access needed services, needed benefits that they might not have faced before, because poverty is sort of a new reality for them.
Relatives of a snowbound San Francisco man who was found dead say they are still grateful for the heroic rescue effort. James Kim's body was found yesterday. He and his family got lost in Oregon and wound up trapped for more than a week. Before, Kim's wife and daughters were rescued on Monday. He set out over the weekend to try to find help. Investigators are still trying to get to the bottom of an E. coli outbreak in the East that has sickened dozens of people. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan has the latest.
Taco Bell has pulled green onions as a precaution and has closed some restaurants, while the FDA tests samples of all non-meat items served in the dozens of menu items, things like cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, and cilantro. Green onions are a concern because 3 years ago, tainted onions were blamed for 4 deaths and hundreds of illnesses at Chi-Chi's restaurants. Taco Bell wants answers soon to renew customer confidence. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A twister in December in London. Well, it's happened, damaging several homes and injuring at least six people. CBS's Amy Gutman.
Residents described the scene as being very dark and hearing sounds that were akin to claps of thunder. They're just very loud, booming noises.
It's rare but not unique. 30-odd tornadoes are reported every year in Britain. And checking Wall Street at this hour, a mixed picture right now. The Dow is ahead 5 points, the NASDAQ down 11. This is CBS News.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
New Michelin tires on sale from Sears, along with family, friends, and rum balls. Something to be thankful for. With new tires, you can drive to the store to buy the forgotten can of cranberry and the extra batteries. You can go to find the last-minute gift for that last-minute nephew who shows up late with his roommate. With Michelin tires, the holidays just seem brighter.
Get the lowest price of the year on Michelin tires, only at Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/24/06.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. Heads continue to roll in Denver's election failure fallout. The executive director of the Denver Election Commission tendered his resignation yesterday. John Gadeski will leave within 90 days. A public visitation service has been scheduled for Sunday for Colorado Springs officer Kenneth Jordan, killed this week while on a traffic stop. A public memorial service will follow on Monday at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The suspect in the shooting, 25-year-old Marco Lee, remains hospitalized from gunshot wounds. Santa is setting up shop again at the Westminster Mall with a bit more security. Authorities say 40-year-old Jonathan Yeoman had the job of photographing children sitting on Santa's lap until it was discovered that he's a registered sex offender in Indiana. He and his wife were fired. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Brenda. Well, northbound I-25 at Downing, we got a couple of cars out with a flat tire off on the right-hand shoulder. Traffic was pretty heavy and crawling past it. Watch out for a problem, too, on the opposite side, southbound 25 at Alameda. And we're still very busy on that side of the freeway downtown. Also in the downtown area, clearing a wreck off our surface streets at Auraria Parkway and 7th. Security wait time at DIA.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
I could be right.
Six minutes after 9, high today 45, under sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. J. Marvin here. Miss any or a part of the show, get it on podcast at am760.net. And you can also instant message me at am760.net. We've been talking about Iraq and the study group report all morning. There's some other stories out there, too. How about this one? Alert to James Dobson. Focus on the family, people. Conservative leaders voiced dismay yesterday at the news that Mary Cheney, the lesbian daughter of Dick Cheney, while a gay rights group said that the vice president faces a lifetime of sleepless nights for serving in an administration opposed to recognition of same-sex couples. Mary Cheney, 37, and her partner, 15 years, Heather Poe, 45, are expecting a baby in late spring. And this is according to a spokeswoman for the vice president. The vice president and Mrs. Cheney are looking forward to the eager anticipation of the arrival of their sixth grandchild. Oh, okay, I see. So in other words, for the Cheneys, it's okay, but for the rest of us, it's immoral and wrong. Is that how that works? Mary Cheney was an aide to her father during the 2004 campaign. Now is the vice president for consumer advocacy. She and Poe moved from Colorado to Virginia a year ago to be closer to the Cheney family. Family Pride, which advocates on behalf of gay and lesbian families, noted that Virginia last month became one of the states with a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. Unless they move to a handful of less restrictive states, Heather will never be able to have a legal relationship, said to Family Pride Executive Director Jennifer Chrysler. Unbelievable story, isn't it? First of all, if you were gay or lesbian, and your father ran as the Vice President of the United States on a clearly anti-gay marriage, homophobic platform designed to polarize the country and use gays and lesbians as that polarizing vehicle, what would you say to your father? Would you work on his campaign? What would you say to him? How about if you had a daughter that was a lesbian? Would you then run on that kind of campaign? I have to tell you this story. And I don't know if I've told it before, and if I have, just roll your eyes and go, oh, God, he's telling it again. But it's true. Barack Obama takes on Alan Keyes for the Senate in Illinois. Radio station I work at has this big 85th or 90th birthday party. Do they honor the heritage of the radio station, which had been around like forever? No. What they do is they put on this big right-wing political festival. Keyes is there. I'm on stage with him. I know damn well his daughter's gay. He's against gay rights. He's homophobic. I could have turned to him and said, well, your daughter's gay. How do you reconcile that? I didn't. I let it go. Not sure to this day whether I did the right thing or not. All right, here's one that has nothing to do with politics. This is one where I just wonder if you're getting the same thing I'm getting. And I talked to John Turk about this morning. There have been two articles in the newspaper. One was in the New York Times yesterday on the front page, then went into the business section. And then the other article is in the business section this morning of the Denver Post. More spam out there than ever before. And one of the reasons is that the spam artists have figured out a way to get around most of the spam control software. Because most traditional spam filters detect spam by keying in on certain phrases. But image spam outsmarts them because the filters can't read the words. Are you getting a lot of spam? I'm getting a lot of spam. Now, not a lot of spam on my company account, which is here. That's the one you email me on. But on my home account, I'm getting a ton of spam. Where is all this stuff coming from? Most of them seem to be stock tips. Do you get those stock tips? Today's hottest stock? No? What are you getting, John? Are you getting sex aids?
Yeah, the penis enlargements. I get a ton of penis enlargement emails. I don't know why. I'm sure you get those too. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, sure.
So I get a ton of those. I get these ones that say, hi, it's, and it's some name.
Yeah.
And I get about 20 of them a day. I have no idea who they are. I don't open them because I don't, you know, I just don't want to get attacked with some virus or something like that. But now I get about probably 30 to 40 spam emails a day.
Yeah, doesn't it seem like there's more now than ever before?
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't reply to them and say, take me off your list. I mean, what can you do about it? There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, there's supposed to be some law out there called the canned spam law. Some federal law against it, but I guess these guys have found a way around it. And I'm also getting these ones, too, that say, your account at the United Bank of Kokomo, Indiana has been suspended. And I don't have an account at the United Kokomo Bank of Indiana. Then I get these other ones that say, someone has registered a complaint with you, the seller, on eBay. I'm not selling anything on eBay. I don't even have an eBay account. And then the final one I'm getting is, this is PayPal security. Once again, I don't have a PayPal account. And so I saw this yesterday in the New York Times, and I read it, and then I read this article this morning, and I said, you know, man, I am definitely, granted, it's not as earth-shaking as a rock, but I'm definitely going to bring it up. Then the other thing we need to bring up is, today is December the 7th, and it is Pearl Harbor Day. And we need to pay homage and to pay our respects to those who lost their lives on this terrible, terrible, horrendous day, I believe it was 65 years ago. And I don't want to leave that out. So I wanted to bring up Pearl Harbor Day as well. Pearl Harbor is a place I really want to go, but I've never been there. Anyway, that's kind of some of the other stories that are going on out there. And then there's some other ones that I just haven't, we don't have time to touch on. But, you know, email is such an important part of our lives now. And Mary and I were talking about this, about how people just don't write letters anymore. They very rarely ever write letters. And that the spam is just getting unbearable. So somebody's going to have to rise to the marketplace and kind of invent some way to get this stuff and to stop it. And I have one of the worst internet providers, one of the worst ISPs in the world. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's terrible. What were you saying, John? I should stop using
it? I don't know why you use them. I have no idea.
Well, because somebody talked me into it like a year or 2 years ago, and it's terrible, and it's slow, and it's awkward, but now everybody has got it, and I've had it now for 2 years, and changing email addresses is a real pain in the rear. Because then you got to notify everybody on the list that I've changed email addresses, and it's just, and I'm on a ton of mailing lists. That's why I frequently tell people who email me stories, and there were a few people who were doing it on a regular basis, and I tell them, you know, please take me off your list. You don't have to send it to me, because chances are I've already seen it. And I have I'm on all of these emailing lists, and then if you change email addresses, it disrupts all of that. So if anybody has any ideas on that score, I'd love to know. I'd love to know how to stop all this. I'm just technically inefficient, I guess. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Four lines open, and it's whatever you want, because that's what we always do when it's open phones. 916, 60 minutes after 9 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. Maybe one of you has a comment about Mary Cheney's.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Business owners, if you want half off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
KD Canopy reminds, even if you obey every rule of the road, you can never be sure someone else won't make a mistake. Drive responsibly this holiday season, and if you're hosting a party where alcohol is served, collaborate with your guests on safe transportation ideas. Your foresight helps protect you, your friends, and our community. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies. Great for shelter from the sun and light showers. Perfect for poolside, concession stands, and sporting events or fairs. Click KDCanopy.com.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were.
Boy, that's a new Neil Young live CD from 1970. It's just a killer. 920, which this is not from. 920, 20 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 45 under sunshine. J. Marvin here, and it's open phones. Let's go back to the phones. And we'll go to Elaine Aurora, who's been hanging on. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I wondered if I might change the topic of what I told John.
You can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Okay. A lot of the right wing talk about how gay people raising children causes gay children. It might be a topic of conversation that there's quite a few, to me, quite amazing amount of religious right people who have gay children. Alan Keyes, I think Newt Gingrich, I know Phyllis Schlafly.
Newt Gingrich has got a gay sister.
Okay. Phyllis Schlafly has a gay son.
Right.
And Cheney. I think that's real interesting when we're talking about, you know, who has gay children and who doesn't.
Well, it's another example of where it just blows a hole in their theory. And I heard one guy yesterday say, one guy from the religious right say, well, every child has a God-given right to a mother and a father. Oh, really? Well, what about all those parents who have had to, either as fathers or as mothers due to family tragedies or divorces or other hardships, had to raise a child without a spouse? Where was God then?
Right, and think about all the single people who nowadays are choosing to have children without a parent, another parent.
Yeah, that's very true.
And they never talk about that. They're just totally silent about it. It shows how disingenuous this argument is.
You know what gets me? How does this argument sell?
If people would stop and think, I mean, I wouldn't think it would. I think they just gut react to their homophobia. I really do. They don't think what is being said. They don't think what the points that they're making are ridiculous. Because if they did, they just clearly are. I mean, anybody with a common sense would say that.
I just don't get. Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. I just don't get how it sells. How does it sell? I've never been able to. Never been able to figure that out. I've never run across anybody who has ever made this, who has ever tried to wage this argument to me, that's ever made any kind of sense at all. What sense does it make? It doesn't make any sense, but yet people buy this stuff.
Well, you see, I personally believe, now I don't want to sound like a pop psychologist, but I think a lot of these people who are so vociferously anti-gay have issues. I really do. Because if they were concerned about families and marriage, they would be concerned about the real threats to marriage, like divorce and adultery and domestic violence and child abuse. But they never speak on any of those things. Those are the real threats to families, and they never talk about those things. So I think they have real problems with homosexuality, and that's why they, that's just their thing, because they're just really into that.
Do you think, when you say they have things about them, are you saying sexual?
My personal feeling, yes. I may be wrong. That's how I feel about it, yeah. Because they are so, I mean, the phrase, thou dost protest too much.
Right.
They do.
Hmm.
And I'm not blaming, I'm not accusing everybody of that, because I don't know every single person. But I think there's a lot of people who have real issues with that, and that's why they're so against it, because they're afraid of it, and what they're afraid of it because they're afraid it would affect them personally, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get that from people too. About, I'll ask them, well, how does this affect you personally? And they never can give me a real answer other than to say, well, it affects the family structure, it affects kids.
Well, if they cared about kids, they'd care about a lot of other issues that have to do with children than that. Maybe they're afraid to tell you. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe that's it. I just don't understand. No, using "I don't understand" is not the right way word. And I use "I don't understand" too much. But I guess what I'm saying is, I don't see how this continues to keep selling. I'm fascinated with the idea that it does sell with some people, just like I'm fascinated with the idea that in order to do right-wing talk radio, not that I didn't do it as a left-winger, but in order to do right-wing talk radio, you have to be a white, angry male or a white, angry female, but the majority of them are males, and they're always angry about something.
That's true.
And so they don't, like, set something out like the Iraqi study group or gay rights or something that they believe in, and then try to want to passionately get into it about it. What they want to do is they want to make, like, these really distorted, angry comments, and they just act out of all of this anger like somebody is putting a gun to their head and beating them up or holding them hostage or depriving them of something. And it's like, why? Where's all this anger coming from? And Do you have to be an angry individual to get to believe in that stuff, to believe in that mindset?
You know, I don't know, but I will say one thing, and I don't think it's off the topic too far. I do listen to right-wing radio some because I want to hear what the opposition has to say. And I'm not just stroking you, but I'll say that the level of your callers and the amount of knowledge that they have and the fact that they read and the fact that they have arguments to support their ideas. And there are exceptions. Some conservatives have that, too. But it is a marked difference. The the right-wing radio that I hear, it's all, you know, these arguments that have not been thought out, these arguments that have been because someone told them or they listened to Rush Limbaugh or something. It's not from reading. It's not from knowledge or any kind of background or anything. They just gut react to things. I mean, it's markedly different.
And they're always angry.
Oh, yeah. They're always angry about it. And somebody's taken something away from them. But, you know, I've always felt that if your life isn't going real swell, you need to look in the mirror. I mean, you can blame illegal aliens. You can blame gay people. You can blame all kinds of people. But when the bottom line comes down, if your life is not going well, you need to look at yourself in the mirror. Because that's what it comes down to in the end.
Yeah. You know what? I think you're right. Elaine, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'm not saying I don't get angry, and I'm not saying I don't get passionate. And the guy who called up here earlier this morning about the Iraq study group, and he and I passionately got into it, and I got a little angry, but I'm not angry all the time. And for people who listened to me years ago here, I used to be angry all the time. Now people come up to me and say, well, wow. You know, I heard you on AM 760, and you're so different. You're not, but I just don't feel that anger anymore. But I notice that those people are extremely angry, and they're always making like really, really absurd, out there statements that are totally and completely insupportable. And it's always based on fear too. Have you ever noticed that? And I wonder how many moderates and independents out there who may not be crazy about the Democratic Party, may not be crazy about progressives or liberals, but can't go over there because they're tired of that, and scan by us. I wonder how they feel about all that. About all that constant, angst being put out. It's really, and I'll tell you something too, all the conservative hosts I've ever worked with, and I'm talking about the deep conservative ones, the deep right-wing hosts, they were always angry. Always. And were always sour. And I often wondered, what do you have to be so angry about? You lead a better-than-average lifestyle. You know, what are you angry about? But man, they're angry, those people. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600, 930 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we've got a late morning problem. You need to avoid eastbound I-70 just east of Peoria. We've had a dump truck that's rolled there. Right lane blocked. Huge backups now past 270. It's still growing. CDOT's going to be headed out there to try to scoop up some of that asphalt that's spilled. So not a good spot. Again, that's eastbound I-70 east of Peoria. North on 25 over the Washington Street Bridge, we've got a two-car wreck. Still busy down.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Like, my energy is up?
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute. We've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I'd tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
33. It's 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. And it's open phones. How about this email? Hi, Jay. It wasn't. Isn't what you guys are doing like Joseph McCarthy making a list and naming names? Not all conservatives are homophobic, and you guys are labeling them all as such, naming names of conservatives with no regard to social conservatives and physical conservatives. It's like Democrats who are green and want to protect the environment also support the Earth Liberation Front, and that promotes eco-terrorism. Do green Democrats support eco-terrorism? You wouldn't paint that broad brush. Just because a person has a set of beliefs doesn't bring them all the way to the extreme. You make it sound as though they do. And I sent this guy an email back saying you should read a good book about Joseph McCarthy and the blacklist years, because nobody I know has ever kept anybody, nobody I know who's a progressive or a liberal, has ever kept anybody from working. Which is what went on during the blacklist years. Nobody I know who's a progressive or a liberal has ever accused anybody, conservative or otherwise, of not being a true American or being un-American or being unpatriotic or being a communist. And by the way, Ronald Reagan, who, of course, was the president of the United States, sat on a board along with John Wayne and others and decided who in Hollywood would work and who wouldn't based on loyalty oaths. And Reagan later denied that the blacklist ever happened. Well, my old friend Rich is back, the conservative. I noticed you didn't air President Bush's news conference today in response to the Iraqi survey report, yet you did air the study group's press conference live in its entirety on Wednesday. What gives? Are you afraid Mr. Bush and Prime Minister Blair might say something that would influence some of your listeners? I think it's a very good speech by both men and very bipartisan. No, Rich, we're not a news talk radio station. We're a talk station. So therefore, we don't air news conferences. A regular occurrence on this station. We don't do that, and we never have. And only on very, very special events do we preempt regular programming to air news conferences or air events. As a matter of fact, the Bush-Blair news conference is still going on. So we're not going to soak up all that time. We wouldn't do it for Bush. We wouldn't do it for Bill Clinton. Wouldn't do it for anybody. Hi, Jay. I think you may know this, that people can be anti-gay rights, but not homophobic. I'm an activist with a Soul Force for stopping spiritual violence to the gay community, and I'm a bisexual woman. Of all the issues that greet me at election time, the loss of referendum I and the passing amendment of 43 really saddened me, but having a past in the Christian fundamentalist community and a present in the welcoming Christian church, I do know that many people are schizophrenic in their beliefs versus their behaviors towards the gay, bi, lesbian community, and that comes from Lee. And I understand that there are differing opinions about all of this stuff. My bottom line on it is I have no clue as to why it is an issue, and never have understood why anybody would care. All right, open phones underway, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jack and Greeley. Jack, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. I got an update on the Bustillos tragedy.
Oh, yeah, this is Schultheis who went after that family because he wanted to know if they were legal or illegal.
Yeah, well, they're all legal except they are all legal, and Tanya's father's a legal resident. Everybody else is a citizen. But the DA just charged her. The tragic thing is the Tribune just reports many residents had contacted the Tribune and DA's office in recent days wanting to know if charges had been filed. Well, mercifully, it's misdemeanor careless driving resulting in death with a maximum year in jail and $1,000 fine. Now, I hope and pray that she'll get community service. I mean, that poor girl is suffering physically and emotionally. And I also learned something recently in this. I hadn't seen it anywhere else unless I missed it, but in the Spanish language La Tribuna of November 16th, somebody wrote a letter that said the family was actually scheduled to serve a meal to the homeless people that were being cared for at Our Lady of Peace Church when this happened. They had the wherewithal to call and feel bad that they had to cancel.
Mm.
Isn't that amazing? So we'll have to keep our radar up and see what Schultheis has to say.
My prediction on that is he'll keep quiet. My prediction on that is he'll say nothing because they're illegal, so there's no issue. If they were illegal, he and Tancredo and the rest of them would all be beating the drum and screaming and yelling and going crazy about it, and they'd all be doing it. And you know what? To what end?
Well, I hope they've learned their lesson, but I doubt it.
No, because they'll do it again.
Yeah.
Because people like Schultheis and people who think like him, they have to have somebody to victimize.
Yeah.
They have to have somebody to victimize. So if victimize isn't the right word. Scapegoat's the right word. They have to have somebody to scapegoat. So if they're not going to scapegoat illegal immigrants, then what they're going to do is they're going to scapegoat Muslims. Muslims and illegal immigrants are on the hit list. The two groups of people right now that are undesirable in the United States of America, even though they will never come forward and will never tell you flat out that they're undesirable, they will talk in code words and disguised phrases about them. And then some of them will just outright insult them. And I think this Muslim congressman from Minnesota is probably a really good example of the right wing making all this hoopla over this guy. Because, number one, those guys don't get sworn in on a Bible. They get sworn in en masse, and then they usually have like a photo op where they hold the Bible, or in this guy's case, the Koran. And people like Dennis Prager and others are going crazy over this. And it's insane.
Well, as you say, they're running out of material.
Maybe that's it. But the thing is, like I was talking to the caller earlier, this stuff effectively sells, and I don't see why. Why does Schultheis's comments, why do they sell? Why does any of this stuff sell? Why can't people stand back and say, wait a minute, hold it a second, hold it. If a person's an American citizen, if they've never shown any disloyalty to the Constitution of the United States, which is pretty hard to do, and they're Muslim, what's the problem? Why do you immediately assume that they're a threat or that they have connections to Al-Qaeda? Or because they have a Spanish last name, well, they must be illegal when they could be born here. I mean, why assume that? I don't know why that sells. Or that gays and lesbians are a threat to America. How are they a threat?
Well, there's just a lot of scapegoating going on.
I mean, I don't understand how they're a threat. I mean, I really believe that people who believe that, that rather than accepting what they say, we should sit them down and force them to explain themselves and force them to articulate how it is that they're a threat. And you know what? And in the case of the religious right, tell them that since we have a secular government and that we are not a theocracy, they cannot introduce the Bible as evidence to back up their claim. They have to tell us how it hurts our welfare in general. See, I'd like to know what they would say.
No answer, huh?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we get an answer or not. I don't know if they'd be capable of giving us an answer, but wouldn't you like to find out?
Well, I think it's just emptiness and, you know, like you say, they need to get a life and they need to blame somebody, and a lot of them are angry. But I'll tell you what, I'll keep you posted on our reaction here that we get, you know, now that this has come out in the news about the, you know, the charges.
Yeah, let me know, but I'll bet you Schulteis says nothing.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope not, but, you know, I'll keep you posted on any reaction we get here, because I think, you know, this almost sounds like a little bit of a lynch mob. This business about, you know, people have nothing better to do than call the paper or the DA's office when you're going to file charges.
Yeah, people can be pretty unattractive in that area. You're right about that. Yeah. All right, Jack, thanks,
man. We're working on it, though, Jay.
Well, you got it, pal. Thanks, and
okay.
It's good to have you on.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
No, really. I'd love to see some people back those arguments up without being able to quote scripture. So if two women live together and one of them is pregnant with child, and, you know, okay, how's that a threat to the social fabric of the country? Or this idea that Muslims are somehow inherently a threat and that people from the Middle East or people of Middle East origins are bad. Like, I don't know how many talk show hosts that I've heard, right-wing talk show hosts, say things like, well, you know, if I saw three or four Muslims praying in an airport or praying on a plane, I'd have them thrown off and arrested. Under what grounds? And how is that a threat? Do you apply the same rule to Christians? To Jews? Okay, I see you as a Jew. You get on a plane, you wear a yarmulke, you're praying before we take off. I want you arrested. I guess I'm just not smart enough to figure this stuff out. 9:45, 15 away from 10 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up here. Rick Morgan with a look at traffic.
Jay, we continue with delays on eastbound I-70 as you head over from the elevated portion. As you approach 270, you'll start seeing the backups. I'll do this rural dump truck at Peoria. Westbound unaffected, so a decent drive on that side of the highway. But eastbound, definitely going to slow you down, and they've got to get some CDOT trucks out there to clean up the mess. It was an asphalt dump truck, so that could be there for a little bit. Just keep that in mind. The rest of the highways, though, look pretty good. I-25 rolling along with no problems either side of the downtown area. Boulder Turnpike up to speed, and no worries in and around Boulder for you right now. Weather forecast, mostly sunny and cool, a high in the mid-40s. Clear tonight, low 21. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, be into the low 60s. Right now, it's 30 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. At Fantastic Sam's, a guy can get more. Why not get rid of that gray while you're at Fantastic Sam's?
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
You have in your head. It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, I do love those Rolling Stones. Did you see that story in the news that the copyrights on the songs that Jagger and Richards and McCartney and others wrote like almost 50 years ago? Well, it'll be 50 years ago. That the copyrights are going to expire? And that they will move into the public domain? Don't you find that hard to believe in and kind of unfair? 9:49, 49 minutes in front of the power, 49 minutes past the hour. 303-713-7600, J. Marvin with you. High today, 45, sunny, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, let's do it. And we'll go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi, first-time caller, frequent listener. I really appreciate the opportunity to listen to 760 and the Progressive News on our local band. It's a great addition to
my day.
And I appreciate your voice, and I want to follow up with an earlier caller who talked about your moderate attitude, which you occasionally lose with justification. I hope I don't bring that on, but I want to also bring up something an earlier caller said about looking in the mirror. And also this discussion that was on before about unsubstantiated arguments and selling things with fear. Do the words, real words from real people, ring a bell to you?
Yeah, it does.
And do you understand that if you listen to that, that's an argument based entirely on fear with no substantiation?
Yeah.
I mean, every time I hear that phrase, I turn off my radio. And it's unfortunate because what I really want to do is keep listening. But every time I hear that phrase, I am unable to do anything other than just turn off.
Are you talking about when the phrase comes from us?
It comes from one of the radio stations that I like to listen to. You guys can figure it out for yourself.
Oh, I can't figure out who that is because I don't listen to a lot of radio. Say it again. Real?
Real words from real people.
Is that us, John? Do we do that?
Yeah, that ad runs on this station.
Well, see, there's a problem with that. I can't go in. We can't go in and tell somebody that, unless we have a legitimate reason, we can't go in and say to them, well, you can't advertise because we don't like
what you say.
Because then if we did that, I mean, those of us who work here, I mean, we got a list of stuff. I mean,
well, there's another ad that comes on regularly that says, why does somebody ask, how do we make the claim that we're the best at what we do? It's a question. It's posed in the advertisement. And they never answer the question. They just bring it up and then don't substantiate the claim. They just repeat it again and again and again. So I'm just bringing it up because you are offering a free shot at talking to you. And if it gets up on your radar, maybe something happens.
Well, the problem is that, number one, I don't have any, and I'm not trying to duck responsibility, but I don't have any control over the commercial content. Number two, we are not, and I've said this numerous times, we are not National Public Radio, nor are we KNGU or any of that kind of stuff. And we need commercials in order to survive, pay salaries, stay on the air. We are trying to, very desperately around the country, this format is trying to prove its commercial viability. And maybe the reason I don't have the sensitivity towards it that you do is because I've worked in it since I've been 13. And I can remember all kinds of running all kinds of advertisements for all kinds of stuff. And I just took it as part of the territory because it was something that you did. Because you really couldn't go to an advertiser and you really couldn't say, look, we're not running this commercial because we really don't like the way you phrase this. It's not that what you're saying is illegal, because it's not, but we don't like what you're saying. Now, if it turns out that you catch somebody, and I've worked at stations where they have, where you catch somebody doing something illegal or they're running a scam of some sort, then you boot them off. I mean, you have every right to do that. It's the same thing along the lines of people who sent me angry email when Tom Tancredo was running ads on this station. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that is that there's a federal law that says that we are compelled to accept those ads. So we can't break federal law and turn around and tell the Tancredo camp that we don't want your advertising money because we don't agree with you, because he could file a federal complaint against us. So here's how I try to look at it. Nothing put together by man is perfect, or woman is perfect. This format is not perfect. This station is not perfect. It's run by human beings. There are going to be things that you're going to hear on here that you're not going to like. But remember this. It pays for it. It pays the freight. It keeps us on. And having us on and having a forum is better than not having us on and the only voice out there is Rush Limbaugh. I mean, you've got progressives out there, man, who won't support us. Do you believe that? That's true. You've got people on the left who will not support us. You've got people who are professed Democrats who will not support us, won't give us a time of day, won't help us out. And you don't think that's not frustrating?
I understand the frustration. What I'm doing here is I'm bringing it up because if no comment/criticism is made, then nothing changes. We all know that for a fact. If you think about it, people don't change unless there's some reason to change, and unless you draw problems to their attention, they won't even see them because they don't want to. They want to keep going the way things are going.
Well, no, we do see that there are problems. There are things that run on this radio station, quite candidly, that I don't care for, that John doesn't care for, that other people who work here don't care for, that we find ourselves grimacing, but we don't take it as much to heart as you take it to heart because we're in the business and we're used to it. So we just go, Oh, okay.
Is there an analogy to be made between this response of yours and the way congressmen respond to certain kinds of activities in the U.S. Congress when those of us on the outside think that's just not acceptable at all, and they think, well, this is just the way we do business? Now, I don't think so.
I don't think it's an analogy of any kind. I don't think it has anything to do with Congress. I think what it has to do with is the cold, hard economic facts of the reality of the world we live in, that this is a business like any other business, that it is not a public service, and that if somebody wants to advertise on this radio station, as I pointed out before, unless they're doing something illegal or it's a scam, then we're inclined to sell them advertising time.
Understood. And let me bring up the overarching point of all this. I don't know of any conservative talk show that would do such self-analysis as we've just been doing.
Well, maybe because those people aren't honest. I don't know. Maybe they just don't ever want to do it. I'm happy to answer any question within the scope of the answer I can give. The only thing that gets me, and I'll say it in about 10 or 20 seconds, is when people start to try to cast me or any of us working here as somehow being part of some big conspiracy and that we're the enemy, when basically what we're doing is we're dragging our butts in here every single day trying to do the best job we can.
Understood and appreciated.
All right, David, thanks, man. Call me again.
Good day.
All right. That's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning. Hey, it's Friday. That means Christy Harvey. It also means 4 hours of open phones. And I want some calls about spam tomorrow, too.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcast.